Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Salutations. Welcome to another episode of Balls Deep Sports. I am your host, Roderick Prime. Joined by my main man, Jay Trill. What's up, Jay Trill?
And Bullet Ball Extreme. Oh, my bad. All right. Wrong show.
And for I think the second time ever, guest on Balls Deep Sports. We got my man, Cubicle Negro. B. Cole, what's up, dog?
What's going on? I'm out the cubicle and into an office. I done moved up. Mama, I made it.
Yeah, it you have a lot of cubbies behind you. You know what I mean? So, like, it's like you still Cubicle B. Cole, but now you got even more cubicles because you're moving up in the world.
Exactly.
Well, this is Balls D Sports, man, the premium sports podcast of the Blackout Tips, premium podcast network. And you guys know how we do. We just talk some sports, bunch of stuff happening out there. Before we even get into it, we need to sing our song. Let me refresh this page.
I don't know if this time we won't have to acapella anymore.
Here we go.
You know how when I go in the ball pit of Cheesy Charlie's and I sink
all the way to the bottom,
and you can't find me?
That day?
That's right, Dad.
I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep. Pump positive traits. Give a pound into our feelings. Make a soft mouth salivate. Hey Tyra, are you listening? And I'm talking just the tipping. Thank you, Scottie Pippen.
Just here dropping off an application. Players in my day didn't make as much as they do today.
Overrated, underpaid.
Where was I?
We're talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm always talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep in love. Oh my goodness.
Shout out to ODB.
Breaking news, real quick. I disliked the last episode of Power so bad I turned off Stars. All right. Let's get.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I'm out. I'm out. I'm all power, dog.
I can't believe
you acting shocked right now. Like, that show was above reproach. That show was not very good. I was trying to hang on. I couldn't do it.
But they show so much titties every episode. How did you not be in?
Xvideos.com. Xhamster.com. XNXX.com. Do I need to keep going? So many titties in the internet, in the world today. I don't need to sit through bad acting to see them.
You can get
or just go on Instagram.
Yeah, I could just join Instagram if I want to just see black women's titties. That's not that, you know, hard to get to these days.
That's what got me. That's what got me on Game of Thrones first episode. I was like, oh shit, they got titties up in hell.
Yeah, this ain't them thrones for sure.
And then after that, they had me hooked.
Yeah, all right.
That's basically, if you want me on the show, just be like, oh, and they had titties in this episode. Cool. Right. I'm watching from now on.
Good. Have fun, man. I have more stuff to do with my time.
Remember Bad Girls Club? That's why I started watching.
Yeah, but them titties were censored. Anyway, we got a couple emails. You know, the blackouttips@gmail.com. You can send all your Balls D Sports emails to us, and we will address them on the air. First one's from man Peter. Says, Balls D Sports, Wiggins love Cleveland. That's what he wrote. What it do, Rod and Justin? This is Dr. Dose Stacks from the chat. According to the experts on Twitter, Kevin Love is one of the best five players in the league. Son, listen. I have never seen a dude get so overrated without playing a single game. Kevin Love went from top 15 player to a trade rumor. And honestly, I got called a hater more in the last 48 hours for saying he's not top five.
You never seen Great White Hype?
Son, it feels like Great White Hype, dog.
Yeah, right. So when he go there, it's a bust, and they get the same results.
dude.
Yeah, but like you should have stayed with the young dude.
I was trying to avoid just the pure racial topic of this, which is, you know, because I'm trying to, like, you know, stay off of it, because people hate when you just be like, yeah, if he wasn't white, y'all wouldn't be acting like this. But come on, man. They don't even treat him like he's trying to jump ship on his team. That's how you know he's not a superstar. What superstar do you know that could leave his team like this and nobody would be mad? Everybody would just be like, oh, okay, it's cool. Every other star that leaves their team is always like, so you're just going to jump ship, huh? You're not even going to try to win a championship with the people that brought you into the league. They always go through that stage. Not for this dude. He can go.
They don't care, because what is his hand he broke or his wrist?
Who knows?
And remember, he was out for like half the season, and they won the same amount of games as they did when he was there for the whole season.
Dude.
And it was like, oh, so I guess we don't need him.
Dude.
Like, it's the same result. Let LaMarcus Aldridge be out for half a season, same position. No, they're not going in the playoffs.
Yep.
They not making it in the West. You know what I mean?
This is how bad it is. I live here, and they had two commercials asking Kevin Love to stay. Two, since he said he was opting out in May.
But I think, you know, like, it's one of the things, they know she the girlfriend. This, if she do stay, she just gonna keep cheating on you the whole time. You gonna come home and find other dudes there at the crib. Like, it's like, you, it's better to go ahead and part ways. They need to.
He basically said no to $25 million, and they were like, well, all right then.
Right.
So they don't care. Nobody wants him here.
Man, my boy told me, we were at Eating Wings last night talking about the NBA, and my boy Chris Chen, Agent Chris from the podcast, I don't know him. He was like, yeah, because if they get Kyrie, LeBron, and Kevin Love, they'll have three legit superstars. Superstar. I was like, define superstar. Because Kevin Love was not a superstar yesterday. You know what I mean? Like, this is only because this trade is looming that people start talking crazy like this. And he was like, what superstar is a top 10 player in the NBA? I was like, well, then we define it totally different. Because a superstar, to me, you can be an all-star if you're a top 10 to 20 player in the NBA. Superstar is some, like, once in a generation shit, or, you know, like, oh, legitimate front page newsmaker type dude.
He also international.
Yeah, like, Kevin Love is not that.
They don't know who Kevin Love is. Right. Caribbean. He could go to Bahamas and nobody know. They'd be like, oh, welcome, white man.
Dudes were in my mentions yesterday, no joke, telling me he was the third best player in the NBA. When did this happen, dog?
So LeBron, I'm assuming, is number one, right? Who was number two?
KD was number two, then Kevin Love.
No.
Kevin never been to the playoffs, Love.
No. I live in Minnesota. I seen this dude this morning. No, I'm good.
Yeah. Dude, I just had to sit back. Like, I've been sitting back doing the WeeBay GIF at my desk. I mean, at my laptop the entire week, just being like, wow, these niggas really, they really think this is what's happening right now. Top five best player in the league, huh? But he just couldn't possibly win. And somebody was like, well, don't forget how bad LeBron's teammates were, and we didn't realize until he left. I was like, first of all, those teams are going to the finals. Right. So that's number one. Number two, a lot of niggas knew them niggas was sorry. I remember being like, yo, them niggas kind of sorry. Like, when they went to the first finals, I was like, and they got swept, I was like, oh yeah, that's because his teammates sorry.
Round of Flip Murray.
Yeah, dog, I remember when it was like, yeah, you're not gonna drag these niggas to no finals unless you're a superstar. And now we're going through the opposite, where Kevin Love's underachieved his whole career by putting up good numbers on a bad team, and people just think it's gonna translate. But okay, anyway. Sorry for that tangent.
I will say this though. He will make a bigger impact, I believe, right now in Cleveland than Wiggins.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer, though. Like, I don't even think, like, I hope everybody understands the point I'm making is not Andrew Wiggins is better than Kevin Love right now. That's not the point I'm making.
Yeah, but he's not a superstar.
No, yeah, for the record, no one's making that point. I haven't met one person that thinks the reason you don't make this trade is because Andrew Wiggins is better than Kevin Love. It's just that we don't know how Kevin Love's shit translates to on a winning team, for one. Mm-hmm. And then number two, if I'll pose this, what if, sorry, we got sidetracked, Dr. Dostax, but, what if Andrew Wiggins is LeBron James and Scottie Pippen?
Yeah, you got to keep him.
You know, well, like, you're not even going to play, let him play a game to see. You're not even going to let him get half a season to see, like, what he looks like next to LeBron. Because I'm telling you, man, the first time LeBron throws an alley-oop to this dude in the regular season, them fans going to be like, oh, no, don't trade him. We don't care about no Kevin Love.
Yep. And the other thing is, too, man, you don't know how much you're going to have to pay Kevin Love when it comes to that contract negotiation.
Right.
And when he hits you with that, this ain't enough, mm-hmm. or I'm out, what then? You traded away your number one who would have been there.
Yep. Who was on a rookie contract, by the way.
Right.
And they want Anthony Bennett, too, who's been looking good in summer league, also still on his rookie contract.
Right.
Like, also, they want your draft pick next year.
And they want to give him Kevin Martin in that bloated-ass $25 million contract.
Right. So now you're stuck with no flexibility, and your roster is Kevin Love, bloated contract, and LeBron and Kyrie.
And
like,
you got Mike Miller and Ray Allen, who
and Deion Waiters.
LeBron passing and them for Alex.
Yeah.
No, he needs.
And the question is this: who's gonna play defense? And what happens if they don't win? Because that's the thing people not asking is they're like, well, LeBron will leave if they don't win a championship. That's not what he said. He said he was cool being the elder statesman on this team with these young dudes and not competing for a championship right away. It's going to be funny if they mortgage their future, don't win the championship, peak at, say, going to the finals or going to the Eastern Conference finals, and then they're done. People are going to be on LeBron's ass.
And this is the thing too, man. Y'all say people won't get on him, but look at it this way. You remember when Kobe had Smush Barker?
Yep.
And he said, trade him, get him out of here, go get me Steve Nash, I'll make that trade any day of the week. Right, because he had Smush Barker. Of course LeBron looks at that and says, yes, give me Love over Wiggins. I've seen Love.
No, I'll give you a better example. Remember when, because people keep going like, well, this is what LeBron wants. One, that's what got y'all in trouble the first time. Y'all should have been GMing, and y'all was trying to be LeBron's best friend and making decisions that he wanted. Like, hey, can you pay my friend Booby Gibson? Sure, LeBron. Sure. But here's the thing that the best example I could think of. Remember when Kobe wanted Andrew Bynum gone for Jason Kidd?
Yep.
And he was publicly saying it? That's how this Wiggins shit feels with LeBron to me. Like, he's saying this shit. He's not the fucking GM. And if I'm the owner, I would be like, oh, no, we're never going through what we did last time again. In case your ass does decide to leave in 2 years, I want to have a fallback plan of all these number one draft picks that I've been picking. Like, I want to be able to go, well, LeBron did it to us again, but I got Andrew Wiggins. I have Anthony Bennett. I have Kyrie Irving. We can still be a playoff level team or, you know, whatever in 3 years. And we wouldn't have been if LeBron had left us with Kevin Love and Kevin Martin and Kyrie, you know?
Yeah. And the other thing is, if K Love want to play there, guess what? He just got one season. He can come.
Just wait a year. Yeah. Just all wait. Season coming.
You think? I mean, what you think, Be Cole? What you think? You think after 1 year he gonna be like, nah, fuck Cleveland?
Nah, what's gonna happen is that what they're trying to do here, and they've been putting out these different scenarios, but the thing is, this is more about getting a new building than anything. So the owners don't want to pay Kevin Love his money. He's not mad about wanting to actually, you know, win. I'm sure that's a concern of his. But he got insulted 2 years ago when they made this contract extension. It was like 3 years, like $40 million. Mm. And he was like, oh, really? Is that what y'all trying to do? So he already had said right after he signed that he was opting out as soon as possible. So this has nothing to do about with all the other factors. This is more about him wanting to get a payday. There's no team in the league that's going to offer him max money. Just not going to happen.
Yeah, it's like I said, man. I mean, Kevin Love would be a fool not to do it for himself, because this is the only team that's going to give him a whole lot of money because they thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
So I see why he wants to leave. But if I'm Cleveland, I'm like, no, I'm not doing this shit.
Yeah. And they got the other thing is they. I get why Minnesota would want to get as much as possible, because you want to be like Denver when they got rid of Melo.
Yep. Yeah,
you want to have a team that's exactly still playoff.
Everything makes sense from that point. If I'm Cleveland, it don't make sense to me. Like, it's like being in a rush for no reason. It's like when New York gave up everything for Melo, and we were like, "But the nigga was coming no matter what." Like, he told you, "I'm not going anywhere but this one place," and y'all freaked the fuck out and mortgaged your future and. You know, I almost lost Melo this offseason. Like, it was real fucking close. And now they got Melo and still don't have a team that they might not even make the playoffs. So, yeah, it's, you know, shit matters, man, trading your future away. Anyway, Kevin Love is one of the, oh, yeah, so he says, according to the experts on Twitter, Kevin Love is one of the best five players in the league that has to play for a terrible team. Here's the thing. I'm 23 and from Cleveland. For the first time in a long-ass time, a team from Cleveland has hype around it that isn't based on Redskins level size, but rather on tangible evidence.
Why not Cowboys?
All in your face, Justin.
I know. Why not Cowboys? I feel like that's intentional.
But being from Cleveland, I know that the only reason the sun is shining is because there's likely a storm cloud on the way. And I think Love is that storm cloud. This ain't to say he isn't good, but missing the playoffs every year is still missing the playoffs. Records be damned. For all this talk folks in Cleveland have made about wanting to build around young talent, they sure do seem to like the idea of trading away a great example of that young talent who has the same record in the playoffs as Kevin Love, rather than actually building around him. And that is just it. Trading Wiggins and possibly Thomas for shit, and Bennett, dog. Like, people sleeping on Bennett, dog. Anybody been watching the Summer League shit?
Parts of it here, though.
Yeah, dog. He being super aggressive and looking for a shot, and he lost a little bit of weight. Like, man.
Well, he had a terrible, terrible rookie year.
Mm-hmm.
Embarrassing. And
he out to prove.
He know, right. Yeah. He got to earn that money for the contract that's coming up next year. And he got to start now. Like, he can't wait till that final year and be like, well, y'all got to pay me.
Mm-hmm.
He got to start now.
I think Bennett didn't thrive because of coaching. I mean, obviously, Summer League has different coaches, and he looks amazing. He looks like he should have been the number one pick.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, is, man, you know, people always like, don't let Summer League fool you. Nah, Summer League is that test. If you got a star, you want him to look like he playing catch that's at the YMCA. You want him to look like he playing out there middle schoolers or high schoolers, and, you know, he a professional. You want it to look real easy to him, and... Because if he out there struggling against guys who probably won't be in the league next year, then, or this season, even after Summer League's over with, they won't even be in the league, then it might raise some eyebrows.
Terry makes a good point in the chat. I think if LeBron wants this, then Cleveland has to give in, even if they don't think it's the right move. That's what made Cleveland the first time around. They were doing this shit for LeBron. They were doing all this shit where they were like, LeBron will like this. And it kept handicapping the fucking team.
Yeah,
I remember when they didn't trade J.J. Hickson for Amari Stoudemire because LeBron liked J.J.?
They still end up trading him.
Yeah. Like, you can't listen to these niggas, dog. They are not GMs. They are just basketball players.
Let's not forget when they traded Shaq and got Baron Davis to try to help out, and that was a disaster.
Yeah, it's not going to work out if you do it that way, man.
Every now and then, you'll get a player that's making a smart choice. You'll be like, yeah, you know what? That is a good decision. But only if it was like waiters for Kevin Love. Then you could be like, yeah, that's actually LeBron. That makes sense. You know what? That deal works. We will trade for Kevin Love.
But nobody wants Deion Waiters for Kevin Love. Like, I'm just saying, you can't spend all your time trying to please LeBron James on a GM level, because LeBron didn't think about the game on a GM level. He didn't get paid to do that. He gets paid to think about playing basketball with whoever's on the court. And to him, it's like, it'll be more fun to play with Kevin Love. And you know, I think he's ahead of Wiggins right now, so let's just do that. Like, yeah, that sounds great until you cap out your ceiling and you're like, oh, wait, we don't have anybody on this roster that's improving.
Yep.
Everybody is stuck.
And we can't afford them.
The main reason why is they got to keep this. Somebody's got to take care of Kevin Martin. So whatever this, whatever deal materializes, they're going to end up, like you said, trading away their future, fucking themselves up, because they're going to have to keep at least for 1 year. Mm-hmm. Going to have to keep Kevin Martin, pay him this $20 million, and he's going to be on the bench.
Yep.
So you paid the eighth man $20 million. Okay. Yep.
And I mean, I don't know if they're planning on going over the cap or what, but they got enough money to pay LeBron the max, Kevin Love something like the max, and then Kevin Martin, 20-something million.
And Kyrie is going to want his.
Well, Kyrie extension kicks in next year. Like, yeah, dog, it's going to be it's not going to be that much money.
You're going to be looking like the Heat again.
Yep.
And then they're going to be like, well, what do we do?
That's what people are sleeping on about this trade is, it's not just, hey, we can get this player. It's actually, if you get Kevin Love, you are committed to him. This is not a rental. If you get Kevin Love, you're signing him long term in this sign and trade, and that is now your team, dog. So there no more possibilities, no more what can we do in the offseason. That shit's done. This is what you did. And you're sticking with it.
He hasn't proven himself to be healthy either. Like, I don't know that I want that. Like that young boy, like with Wiggins, yeah, go ahead and let me get him. You know what I mean? Like, he might in college have had issues, but I gotta believe he's just gonna get stronger.
I just want to see him play. Like, I just think it's not too much to ask to be like, well, why don't y'all play together for a couple months and let's see what we have? Cause, you know, maybe we're trading away a talented dude, or maybe we're trading away a project and he does need work. And if he does need work, then hey, I can understand. Cause the only thing that Minnesota's gonna do is get more desperate. Like, as the season goes on, they will be more and more desperate. They will already have been writing some of them checks to Kevin Martin anyway. So once you get to like January, you can pull that card like, so y'all still trying to trade, or y'all just gonna eat Kevin Love's contract, let him be a free agent, eat Kevin Martin's contract, and get nothing for it? Because that's when I think you can break them.
Because they're on the hook for $52 million between just those two people.
Shit. Ooh. That's some money.
And the other thing is,
that includes roster bonuses and all that other shit. But pure contract money, it's like $40 million. They're just on the hook for.
And see, Dwight Howard ruined it for all those guys. It's like, well, we'll trade for him, and once he gets here, he'll love it here. Mm-hmm. Nah, he still might decide to leave. And that's what Dwight did.
Oh, you mean when he was with Lakers? Yeah.
You know, you get him, and it's like, and now I'm going to Houston. I just thank you for getting me out of Orlando for that year. I needed a break. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I'm still not signing with y'all. There's no guarantees. You just wait till he's a free agent. That's the best. If I'm a GM, that's the best I can do.
That's what I do. I roll the dice. See, this is why I win my fantasy football league every year. And this is why Cleveland is Cleveland.
no disrespect.
For Love, it says, let's see, would be the Cleveland is Cleveland part of this. Oh, and why is nobody acting like all these fuckers showing up on James Lawn isn't a problem? And are y'all looking? Yeah, how them people did go to his house? Like, they had to call the cops just to be like, hey, man, don't go to his house, please. And are y'all looking forward to those being the same folks who slander him on Twitter and Facebook if the Cavs don't win the title this year? Yeah, that's going to be funny when people go right back to hating this man.
See, I think those fans will love him just the fact that he home, win or lose.
Mm-hmm.
It's those bandwagon fans that start talking trash.
Yeah. So, but I'm just saying, people will turn on him.
Yep.
And
this season, he's good. But next season, yeah, he got to win a championship or he ain't shit.
I'm going to go with this season. He'll get shit, too.
Man, the other thing, too.
If they don't win a title this season, people, because if they do the trade, it's going to be, so you going to take Kevin Love and you're not even going to win? That's the reason I'm against the Kevin Love hype, by the way. It's not about taking Kevin Love down a notch. It's I know people are just building him up to be a tool to use against LeBron if they don't win. They're going to be like, so it's two top five players, and I'm about to be the only person out here like, I told y'all that nigga wasn't top five and that this was a problem.
And this is the other thing, too, man. We talked about this it's why the Spurs won the championship the way they did. Because they built the team for the Heat. And if you're the Heat, are you building a team that to play in the East? Because you're going in the East, and you look at the way the other teams are so spread out, they're still going to make the playoffs, in my mind, with this roster that they have.
Right.
And could be a top four.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So if they're going to do anything, they need to prepare their team to play who they think is the best competition out of the West.
Right.
So that they can beat that.
And you telling me Kevin Love gives you the best chance to beat the Spurs?
No. It's,
come on, Don.
Right. They need a guard that
you
can run.
You need defensive wings. That's the whole fucking point. Wiggins is that already. If he has no other skill right now, if you want to, like, if you had to argue, like, what's the thing that you think he can do right out the box? Guarding these fast ass athletic wings, he can do that. But,
well, at least slow him down. He's going to slow down Kevin Durant. He's going to slow down Melo. He's going to slow down Seth Felosha. He's going to slow down all these players that can get on the wing, shoot the three, or go come up and dunk on your ass.
Yep.
So.
And in a couple of years, that's going to be a legit skill set. Like I said, I'm not saying that it will be, but just throwing a hypothetical. If this dude turns out to be LeBron, Scottie Pippen, and you have to watch him playing in Minnesota for the next 3 years, all of the shit that he does is going to be held against Cleveland and LeBron. And the other reason I'm against it, because it will be held against LeBron, not the organization, not Dan Gilbert, not whoever their GM is, not the coach. People going to say it was LeBron's fault for wanting to play with Kevin Love. They're not going to say, well, LeBron don't sign no contracts. You know what I mean? It's going to be like, see, if he wouldn't have been so petty, he could have damn played with Wiggins. And, you know, you watch that. You watch Andrew Wiggins last night, put up 20 and 10 again. Like, all that shit going to count against LeBron if it doesn't work out.
They going to mention every steal he gets. Look at this great steal he got. It'd be one steal every 5 games. Yep. You know what I mean?
Plus, don't nobody watch Minnesota games enough to really be talking with confidence about why Kevin Love is great, honestly.
I live here, and I turn them shits off.
No disrespect.
Yeah, no disrespect to Kevin Love, but motherfuckers do not watch his games enough to be saying he top five in the NBA. He was top five in the NBA. We would see him on TV more than once a year.
He definitely didn't even make my list of players who was doing picking our team.
Yeah.
He was not on my team at all.
We didn't even discuss him, remember?
Yeah, not even on my radar.
Yeah, come on, dog. And I fuck with Kevin Love, man. I always thought he was underrated, and now suddenly because of this, he's gotten so overrated that I'm off of it.
I yell his name out all the time at the gym. I be like Kevin Love somewhere saying you got to box out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he get props, but I'm not I wouldn't trade you or Damon for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, he came to the wire right now, but like, I still think my five can beat his five.
Anyways, thanks for the show. And last week was awesome. Keep on going balls deep in sports and keep up the great work, y'all. Peace. Well, thanks, Dr. Doe Stacks. And we got this one from my man Space Mountain. What it is, Rod and Justin, and possibly Karen if she's playing hooky from work. And this is called Balls D Sports, the Sison of Love. This is Space Mountain, and can we talk about the Sice of the Week in Kevin Love? The media has vaulted this dude into a superstar, top five player in the league status because of really impressive but gaudy numbers. The guy averages 25 points, 15 rebounds a game, but doesn't provide much else. I know what else should he be doing, right? Well, for one, he doesn't play defense. He refuses to contest shots when being attacked. That's something I've noticed too. Sean King, the NFL quarterback, he follows me on Twitter, man. And, he was like, he saw all the shit I was getting last night for saying Kevin Love not top five and probably not top 10. And, dude was like, he overrated his shit. And he was like, Chris Bosh is better than Kevin Love. And I said, I agree. And then my man JL Covan was like, what can he do better than Kevin Love? I was like, one, he going to go right back to that 20 and 10 he was getting.
Yep.
Like in Toronto, he going right back to
25
that.
25 and 10.
Yeah, that's nothing for Chris Bosh. But number two, have you seen this nigga defend a pick and roll? And they were like, well, he gets rebounding, so that's like playing deep. No, it's not. Because getting a rebound means you have to stop the person from scoring the first shot.
But, you know, I don't know if he can't or he choosing not to.
I don't care. I know what I see. You know what I'm saying? What I see is...
It makes his, a difference to me.
Nah, it does. It doesn't matter to me because when I what I see is his foot movement is too slow to guard a pick and roll. You know what I'm saying? Like, he don't have the foot speed. So, with... I don't think he just not wanting to move his feet faster. I saw it. You know what I mean? It's just like, oh, they scoring on their ass again. You know? So, and it is his team. So, he gets the blame for that. Like, you can't be absent of the blame for when your team sucks and then be like, but I'm a top five player. I'm sorry, but that's how the game plays.
Like, what's funny? The Janelle McCarville from the Minnesota Lynx was jokingly, but almost for real serious, saying that she would love to work out with Kevin Love to show him how to successfully block shots and defend the pick and roll.
Oh, the shame.
I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Dude, that, like, that's the thing. He, like, all the things that were a knock on him coming into the league, those things haven't changed. Like, he's still earthbound. He's still, you know, he's not athletic. He's not that very fast. But he has some other skills. People are just Cuban being anything bad about the dude and being like my man, Aaron Rand Freeman. This is like a huge thread on my Facebook page. Cause I said, Kevin Love is the only player I know who, got overrated by not playing a game. And, people was like, naming all the stuff. My man, Aaron Rand Freeman was like, yeah, he has the potential to be the best guy to ever catch passes from LeBron James. I was like, no, he don't. Dwayne Wade, when they won them two championships, was better than Kevin Love. Chris Bosh is better than Kevin Love right now. Like, he's not. He's not going to be better than them.
Yeah, now that's who you trade for. You go ahead and trade them young boys to Miami. Pat Riley will pull that deal and get you Bosh again.
Yeah, he would do it. I wonder if Bosh is insulted. Like, what about me then, dog? I mean, if that's all you want is just to play with another nigga that's good and trade away all these young dudes, we could have did that here.
Hey, you know, the other thing, man, is that how does this affect the chemistry if that trade didn't happen immediately or right. at all between LeBron and Wiggins?
I now want the trade to happen because I don't think Kevin Love, I mean, I don't think Wiggins it won't be right for him to play under all this pressure. Cause now what they're going to do is the Kevin Love countdown of Kevin Love had 25-6 last night, or 25-16 last night, in a loss to the Lakers. But, Andrew Wiggins only had 5 points and 3 rebounds, in a win over the Charlotte Hornets. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be people going to act like it doesn't matter what the fuck Wiggins is doing or if their team is winning. Or if he's developing, or how many minutes he's playing, they're gonna act like none of that shit matters. It's gonna be Kevin Love stats versus Wiggins stats every night.
Yep, man.
Until the trade is done.
And it's gonna make him go out there and either do more than what he should be doing, trying to be super aggressive, super assertive, and not just letting his game come naturally. Like imagine that was Bennett this year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
worse, dog. I'm thinking, it'll make him less confident because it's like, when am I getting traded?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you put Bennett's game last year on Wiggins this year, he might be like, I'm not even want to come. I don't even love basketball anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, he says, dude, that's retiring after 2 years. Like, I moved on to something else.
Yeah, I don't know. I won't go that far, but I would be like, I could see him not having the confidence that you would like him to have every night because he's just a rookie and it's already like, when am I getting traded? Tonight?
Yep.
Tomorrow night? Oh, Kevin Love had 40 points? So I guess I'm getting traded. Should I pack my shit? Right now?
Every time LeBron don't pass on the ball.
Yeah. Like, why are you putting all this extra pressure on? And not to mention, since they're putting it all on LeBron, they're making it seem like he don't like this dude. Like, he don't want to play with him.
Like, it's not, like you said, like, it's not the GM that's also making these phone calls.
Right. It's, did you know, he didn't mention them in the letter. He didn't mention Anthony Bennett and Wiggins in the letter. like they making it, they already making it into something like, we're going to blame LeBron James when this nigga gets traded. And anything he does after that is going to be on LeBron. Anyway,
Good luck, Wiggins. Good luck.
Well, for one, he doesn't play defense, refuses to contest shots when attacked. His team outscored opponents 2.3 points per 100 possessions, which should have made them above a 600-win team. But they gave up 64.5% shooting percentage when the opponents drove to the rim. This Bleacher Report article contains several players where Love isn't contesting shots and looking to grab a rebound instead. Right, and that's the thing that's funny is, like, someone tried to use Bo against me on Twitter. That doesn't work. One, because me and Bo disagree about shit all the time. It's just basketball. Like, you know, sometimes I'll be like, I like this thing, and he don't. I'm a huge Kobe fan. Bo don't like Kobe like that. Like, we disagree all the time. We just don't, we not petty about it. Cause they was like, you know, Bo said that defensive rebounds is almost the same as a block or something. I was like, one, I don't know if he said that. But two, why would I give a fuck? What is that? That's not my theory. That's his. Like, I prefer the nigga that blocked the shot. That, like, as a basketball person that plays basketball, getting your shit up out of there always changes shit way more than, he got a good rebound. Wow. Mm. I'll be scared to go to the hole next time.
Yep. And your teammates.
Yeah. When
they look at that block shot too.
Yeah. When the last time you went to the hole or shot a shot and someone got a rebound that was so intimidating, you said, I will not be shooting that shot anymore. No, you get your shit swatted. You be like, I'll go in the pump fake next time. Oh, maybe I'll kick it out instead of shooting this layup.
We witnessed this the other day on Monday.
Yeah.
We watched our teammate pump fake the hell out of it and cost us a few games.
Cost us a few games because of a block. He like it matters. You don't mortgage your future for an okay power forward. The Cavs would be dumb to trade Wiggins for Love. Yep. I agree, Dave. I think it's going to happen anyway.
That Love played 77 games this past season. Mm-hmm. Season before that, 18. Mm. Season before that, 55.
Nobody bringing it up.
Like, his best year was the first year when he played 81. After that, it's been downhill.
And that's where his averages come from because, like you said, he hasn't played that many games. And then he had, like, what, like 5 30-30 games and, like, a string of, like, you know, 20 and 20s. So his numbers look good. But he hasn't played enough games to justify that. Had he played all 81 games, all, what, four seasons or five seasons or whatever, his numbers would be way lower than that. And everybody knows that.
Yeah, the other question that people aren't asking, too, is, or people aren't looking at, people always keep talking about, well, he putting up these points. Why are these niggas losing, dog?
It's the same theory with Melo.
Yeah, because that's what I said. When the people were saying that he was top five, I said, so he's better than Melo? They said, yeah. And I said, Melo that has taken his team to the playoffs, though?
Right.
Like, are we really comparing this? Like, Melo better than him, dog. He's better at being Kevin Love than Kevin Love is. Cause Melo will give you a chance to win games. Love doesn't.
Their starting point guard was Luke Ridenhour, for crying out loud. I mean, really? Like, the thing is, nobody on that, they took a bunch of B-rated players and tried to make them look and appear like all-stars. We got Kevin Martin's contract from Sacramento, traded Randy Foy out there, and he didn't do shit. They brought in just everybody to make this team look better, but it's not better. I mean, they might as well just go ahead and release Kevin Love, you know what I'm saying, make a buyout so at least we can, you know, they can try to hold on to money for the future and then start over because it's not working.
I mean, you guys did have that other foreign point guard, too, that.
Oh, yeah. What's his name? Rubio.
Yeah, Rubio. You had J.J. Barea. Like, it's not, y'all got guards.
Wait. You talking about J.J. Barea like he's good.
J.J.'s good, man.
I don't know, man. He just shoots that contested three all the time.
JJ good, man. You put him on the Nets this year. They have a different playoff team, a better team, I thought, this past year. You traded him for Deron Williams. Who
you talking about, JJ Barea?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Deron Williams is supposed to be that dude.
You know what, though? It's that thing now where in order to say that Kevin Love is great, then all his teammates are ass. You know what I mean? Like, regardless of the fact that when he's hurt or when he's healthy, they win the same percentage of games, it's the teammate's fault. It can't possibly be him because he's putting up good numbers. And like I said, I'm very wary of this idea that his 25 and 15 travels to Cleveland and it's the same 25 and 15. That's all I'm saying. Like, if we're having this discussion in a year and, you know, it's just, say 20 and 10 now, or, you know, whatever, you know, like LeBron gets rebounds, Varejao gets rebounds, maybe they don't ask him to hang out in the paint on offense, so he's just shooting a lot of threes and shit. We saw this happen with Chris Bosh, and we saw how people end up disrespecting Chris Bosh because his numbers changed, because his game had to change. And everybody act like he was sorry because for some reason, you know, they chose to make him the third option on that team. Well, what is Kevin Love going to be if he does go to the Cavs? He's not going to have
Bosh numbers. He doesn't have Bosh numbers because he's going to end up being the stretch four that right. LeBron actually wants.
Right. He won't have as many. He won't have a ball in his hands as much as Kyrie. He ain't no LeBron James.
Absolutely.
So he the third option. So we right back to where we started from. And if the third option on the team only gets enough opportunities to put up 15 points, then that'll be what he getting. You know what I mean?
And is a stretch for what's best for LeBron?
No.
Like, is that really working for them? Like, no. And that's the other thing too, LeBron. I don't know if LeBron's looking at, like when you say he's looking at it from a player standpoint. LeBron playing too many minutes, man. He plays. He has a lot of wear and tear. Like when you're going this far in the playoffs consistently every year, just because you're playing around 38 minutes, you need like 30 minutes a game. Like you don't need to be playing as hard as he is, just to go as far as they're going. Like if D-Wade can sit out games, you can make it so that LeBron's not playing as much.
Yeah, that's the other thing. People keep like bringing up this prime shit with LeBron James. He's not even 30 yet. But I would rather spell him with these young dudes so they can get some experience on the court and then see what we can do in the offseason, man. Like then try to pick up somebody.
Yeah, learn how to win. And if they learn how to win early enough just by LeBron playing limited minutes but then come in and keep key clutch situations and getting them shots up, it's going to make a difference, and they'll be tested in the playoffs that by the time they get to the finals, these dudes, even if they don't win this year, you look at them as contenders next year just because they have experience, and that's all you want. Like LeBron had to get experience in the playoffs and the finals.
And who's to say that they're not more tradable after a year if you're going to trade them? You know what I mean? Who's to say they aren't more tradable after a year? Because Anthony Bennett is somebody that Minnesota wants in this trade after his shitty year. Imagine if he had a good year. Imagine if him and Wiggins had anything that resembled a good year, and you get to the end of this year and you go, hey, we got two dudes still on rookie contracts that we are willing to trade for a player that will help us contend. You can get somebody better than Love. You know what I mean? You might be able to get somebody good.
And they'll always be tradable as long as they're not slapping dudes at the YMCA.
Yeah. Not that Love isn't good. I don't want to go that far. I didn't mean to say that. But you can get somebody better is what I'm saying.
And you don't have to absorb Kevin Martin's contract. Because that's really what it comes down to. Whatever team takes Love has to take Martin. So they can get rid of that contract.
Yep. Man, they're going to end up with Josh Smith or some shit.
This really not even about Love for Minnesota.
You're right. They're really, honestly, they're just trying to shed off this $25 million they owe Kevin Martin.
It's not even about Love right now. They could care if he stays or leaves. Like, they don't care about him.
I know they watching them Cavs Summer League games. Like, we are about to fleece these niggas. Like, I see,
they looking real desperate.
Dog, Anthony Bennett crossed a nigga last night. He hit some, they put a big man on him. He went out, started shooting threes on this dude. Wiggins hit a couple of he hit a step back, pro, jump shot. You know what I mean? Like one of those.
Is Waiter still on the team?
He's not on that. He's not on the summer league. But he's still on the Cavs. Yeah.
That's the dude. You want this trade to happen? I got to absorb Kmart. No, you got to get rid of Waiters. Because he seemed to be the one callous on the team that nobody really wants.
I can't wait till he's the reason it fails.
Well, that's the package. That's actually the package. It's Deion Waiters, Andrew Wiggins in the Heat 2017 unprotected pick.
I can't get rid of both of them.
Yeah, but that's the package they won't accept, right? Like they, right. They're Minnesota saying we want Bennett, Wiggins, and that pick.
Right, and the Cleveland's like hell no, because basically they will have the number one pick within the next, was it 4 years or something like that?
Yeah.
If they
don't want that problem.
If I'm committed to Irvin,
I'm trying to give that up.
Yeah. If I'm committed to Irvin, I get rid of Waiters. Cause
me too. I don't like Waiters. But the problem
they
is
they don't get along.
Yeah. The problem is everybody knows it because Waiters won't shut the fuck up. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like his value could not be lower because like there's nothing you can get for him right now because everybody like, we don't care about that Nick scoring. Like we know he a head case. It's written all out there in the papers. Unfortunately,
yep. And the Timberwolves are trying to give up 2 second-round picks, though. But they're like, we don't care about your second round.
Yeah, Timberwolves second round picks. All right, cool. Yeah.
I tell LeBron, look, man, if you have a conversation with Kevin Love, tell him as soon as next season over, we got a locker for him.
Yep,
like he welcome here, but we want to have our young guys here when he does come playing along with you guys.
Let's talk about some of these signings. Because there's a bunch of other, like, random NBA news. I'm going to try to speed through some of them because some of them I don't give a fuck about. James Jones joined the Cavs.
I mean, is he the babysitter? Is he the kid's godfather? Yeah,
him and Ray Allen just going wherever LeBron goes out. The Pelicans, by the way, that was one of the things that people were like, what's the difference now between LeBron James and Cleveland and before? They still going to not get free agents. I said, well, he got 2 rings now.
And he at home.
he was at home before. I'm just saying he got 2 rings and that speaks to a certain type of player. And that's why Ray Allen and James Jones followed this nigga to Cleveland.
Oh, you mean why Cat's going
Mike Miller.
There? Yeah, it's that.
Yeah, and Mike Miller. Yeah, like these niggas, I would not be considering Cleveland for any other reason than LeBron went there.
Yeah, before it was Antoine Jameson.
Yeah, and I want to say that was like a trade. I don't even know if that was free agency. Yeah,
he didn't want to go.
Yeah, he was like Cleveland. I guess.
Yeah, before nobody was happy about going there, man. It's
the Pelicans added Jimmy Fredette to take the place of my cousin Anthony. Good luck.
That's not good. Yep. That's not good at all.
Not for them.
Yeah,
I thought they were trying to win.
Why would they pick up another guard anyway? The problem, I watched some of them games to see why Anthony wasn't scoring. And the problem is they got too many guards. All them niggas like to dribble except for Anthony.
Yeah, Rivers. They got Rivers, though.
No, they got Rivers. They got Evans. They got, what's that other nigga? Was it Eric Gordon or... Some other point guard ass nigga.
Not Bledsoe, one of them.
Yeah, some other point guard ass dribble too much nigga. And they all do the same shit. They drive right to the hole with 3 people on them and flip it up at the rim and hope it go in. And that's why they was losing. And Anthony be wide open in the corner like, again? All right.
And the other Anthony Davis be like, well, let me pad my stats with these rebounds.
Yeah. Anthony Davis be like, so I guess y'all niggas just gonna keep driving.
Let me just stay back on D.
Yes, let me continue to get my highlight package together so I can get the fuck out of here when it's my turn.
Right.
So yeah.
They were. I mean, I'm from Louisiana, and the Pelicans. They were doing this 3-guard rotation for like the first 20 games of the season. Everybody was like, "What the fuck is this?"
Yeah, man. I was so mad when I read the article where their coach was like, "Yeah, we realized we should probably be playing Anthony because right. he can spread the floor and he can shoot." And I was like, "Why did it take me?" 4 minutes of watching y'all play to go, well, yeah, they should probably put Anthony in and spread the court. And it took your ass 20 losses.
Coaches and their system, man.
Yeah, they be
the coaches will swip it down. If you follow the system will work. You guys got to buy into it.
Yeah.
Coach, we running the plays. They just not working.
Yeah, I don't know if you noticed. We don't have the personnel to do this shit. Yeah, we sorry.
Yeah, and that's that thing that made me so frustrated when the Lakers hired D'Antoni. From the Knicks. And I was like, you saw that system in Phoenix. They never made it deep in the playoffs. Then you see it in New York. That system doesn't work. Why would you bring it to L.A.?
And Kobe wasn't trying to buy into that. So,
Mm-hmm. You saw it didn't work. It was a stupid system.
I think it was a bad fit too.
They got Jimmy Fredette, Drew Holiday, Brian Roberts.
Yeah, Drew Holiday, that was a dude.
Russ Smith as so they point guards. Mm-hmm. And, you know, shooting guards is Eric Gordon. They run him as a guard.
He played, who started out as a point guard in the league, but he shoots a lot.
Yeah, then we know Austin Rivers.
Yep, and then isn't Tyreek Evans on that team?
Yep, small forward, but he run guard.
But
too.
That nigga run guard, he not a small forward. Like, man, whatever, dog. Anyway.
But guess
who? He gonna play seven guards and then one center.
But you gonna add Jimmer to that.
But listen to this, though. Okay, so Austin Rivers, he making about $3 million. You'd be like, yeah, that's about average. That's about right. But then Drew Holiday making $10 million. Eric mm-hmm. Gordon making $14 million. Anthony Davis only making $5 million a year, dog.
He a rookie, though. He on that rookie contract.
Still, he got to get paid, man.
That's the thing. That's why the CBA fucked them players up so bad is – you're stuck on that rookie contract and there's nothing you can do about it for about 7 years, basically. Like
it's 6 years, the max you'll get paid is five.
Yep. So like it's so smart how they did it because they basically leave you stuck there, you know? And it's funny because in the last CBA, Dan Gilbert was a huge part of breaking these big franchises up that weren't building from draft picks. And now he's got LeBron, and what's the first move he wants to do? Start building by trades and not using his draft picks to build up his talent. Like, it's so hypocritical and funny, man. Matter of fact, let me get to some of these comments in the chat because I wasn't even paying attention. Gilbert had to learn from their past mistakes. Don't mortgage the future for a guy on a two-year deal, even if it's LeBron. Yep, I agree, dog. It's going to be funny as shit if I'm not wishing it on them, but it'll be funny as fuck if they don't win the title in 2 years and LeBron's like, actually, I don't want to stay. Y'all good with just Kevin Love and Kyrie. I'm sure that'll be an NBA franchise that will dominate because they're two top 10 players, right? Right, everybody?
LeBron will get all the blame, though. Just like he did in Miami.
Of course he will. Of course he will.
Just like he did in Miami. It's not the fact D-Wade was out there not playing any defense, not getting buckets. Mm-hmm. It's all LeBron's fault.
He says here, Raleigh would have told him to sit his ass, told him to sit down. I got this.
Hey, look at you.
Yo, Vico. Somebody came to Vico's office. He was just like, let me take these headphones off. I got him doing some work real quick. open this door.
Yo, you see him tiptoe out the side door.
He really slid out. That's so good. Yo, hopefully Vico will come back, y'all, and we have him on the show, dog, you know.
Hopefully he make it. Hopefully he still got a job, too.
Yeah, hopefully Vico's still employed. He got a little break.
No, that was my student.
Oh, okay.
Sure it was.
So,
you got a lot of us. We family, man.
Yeah, it's cool to be your boss, man. Riley would have told him to sit down. I got this. Right. And that's the reason they won in Miami. Because Riley was a GM.
Yep. It's also the reason LeBron not there
anymore. Yeah.
And remember, when we did talk about that, I told you that
man press conference. Speech, yeah. But the point being, he was GMing, dog.
Yep.
That's what you're supposed to do. You can't be like, I'm the president of Basketball Association. What you want to do, LeBron? Why don't you just tell me what to do? You tell me what to say to you, LeBron. Nah.
Lakers did it to Kobe.
That's why they won.
Shout demands and shit. Lakers was like, look, we're not trading power right now.
Kobe be having all these fucking, you know what we need to do. No, nigga, we don't know what you want us to do. And we don't care either. Well, you know who I like to be the coach. We're not asking you. Like, the Lakers have to actively come out. Remember this offseason even. They had to come out and be like, we're not asking Kobe who the fuck the coach going to be because it don't matter.
That's probably why they haven't hired a coach yet. Officially. Yeah.
Kobe was like, I would sign off on so-and-so and so-and-so. And they was like, we're not asking this nigga. And then they interviewed Byron Scott and they asked Kobe, well, what you think about Byron Scott? At first he was like, I don't know. I don't know anything about that process. And Byron Scott came out and was like, I would limit Kobe's minutes and change his game. And Kobe was like, all right, I like Byron Scott if that's what they want. Cause they know that's what the fuck he know it don't matter. They gonna do what they do. When Byron get that job, watch. Kobe gonna be out there like, so you really want me to stop shooting?
Oh.
Look, Kobe don't play 48 minutes every game.
You've been saying
Kobe be like, I get paid to shoot. I don't get paid to listen to you.
Yeah, he gonna be like, look, you've been telling me this since my rookie year.
Right.
When you was mentoring me. You see all this money I got, dog, from not listening to you?
Yeah, I don't listen to you. What are you talking about? You listen to me.
Probably gonna do what Pippen did and just not listen to him. He gonna be like, dog, I'm gonna come out here and shoot. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Kobe game don't change depending on who's on the floor with him.
How many rings Byron got anyway?
I don't know.
Like one with Magic?
Probably got two or three at least.
Like, you know, that's the other thing too, man. Cats out here wearing these rings, but you wasn't the reason they got the ring. I don't want to hear it.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I will give Byron Scott more respect than you do, but I mean, you the Lakers fan, so this is really ironic. Like, I don't know how he was a big part of the rings, but I'm just saying it's funny because Kobe don't care.
His contract didn't say it. His contract didn't say he was a big part of it.
I'm pretty sure it did, man. Like, they, niggas just didn't make a lot of money back then. You know what I mean?
It's him and Worthy.
I mean, they had to give, on the low, they had to give Magic Johnson a 25-year, $1 million deal every year, you know what I mean, to get him paid, like, to compensate him for all he did. And that's Magic fucking Johnson. You know what I mean? Like, hey, we'll just sign you to a lifetime contract, dog, because we know this ain't right.
And
like,
part ownership.
Yeah, looking at your numbers, dog, this ain't right. Like, we made way more money than this off right. of your ass.
Off your black ass. Yeah.
Well, let's see. Space Mountain says, when Cleveland lied, it's going to be like Friday Night Lights. LOL. I forgot what that's a reference to. Sorry, Space Mountain. Leonard Brothers says, there's already a lot of pressure on the number one pick. Then add on his team just got LeBron, and now they want to trade him for Love. Wiggins has a lot of weight on him already. Yep. He's young, man. If he, like, it's going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy if he folds, and then they'd be like, see, this is why he should have traded him. He only averages 7 points or something. It's going to be like, well, the nigga got the weight of the world on his shoulders.
Yeah, but that's the other thing, too, man. Because a lot of teams do really only look at points a lot of times. But if he only averaging 7 points and he liking his – if he's right. a lockdown defender and he's still spreading the court because mm-hmm. those 7 points come at key moments and look, he getting LeBron the ball where he needed or other teammates the ball, like you got to look at that, too. Like what is assist going to be like?
Well, it's the same thing I say about MKG, where MKG is kind of wasted on the on the Hornets without a real good point guard. Because as much as I love Kemba, he's not like an elite passer. But if he was, you know, we could throw alleys at this nigga and all kinds of shit. But he not, right? So, so offensively, he's not going to flourish. Like, he's not a just jump shooter. He does fill the lane. He does run the court well, but he's just not that kind of scorer. But that's only half the game. Defensively, that nigga is elite. He will lock your ass up, dog. Like, unless you're an elite scorer, you're not going to get a good night on him on most occasions. And when he was hurt this year, that shit mattered. Like, we almost didn't make the playoffs when he got hurt. Like, when it was, when him and Jeff Taylor both were hurt, it was like every night somebody was putting up 30 on us and we was losing. So, yeah, it matters, but motherfuckers just only care about that offensive side. So, yeah, I can see that happening with Wiggins where, like I said, you're going to have Love putting up, say, 30 and 14 or some shit. And even if they lose to Phoenix, it's just going to be 30 and 14. It don't matter how he got it, and it don't matter what the result was. And then they're going to go, Andrew Wiggins only had 6 points tonight. They won by five, but he only had six. So.
The other intangibles like court spacing.
Yep, not going to matter.
You know what I mean? That
it won't matter. They're not going to look at that. They will not have a highlight package of look at this defensive rotation. They're not going to have it. Like, that ain't what SportsCenter do. They're just going to be like, this nigga had 6 points. They're just going to bring on Stephen A. Smith to be like, 6 points.
And that's the thing that, like you talked about Chris Bosh. Chris Bosh, he had to develop a game so that he could make the court spacing better. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Wiggins already has that.
Yeah, yeah. But so does Love. I mean, talk about offensive court spacing. Yeah, he can shoot threes like shit.
He can shoot, but is it? Does he run to the same side that the ball already on?
Like, well, no. I'll give him his props where it's due. It's the and it's the LeBron effect, right? Because I think LeBron is so good, the same reason that people are saying they should get Love is the reason I'm saying I wouldn't. LeBron's so good, he gonna make niggas look good no matter what. Cause they keep being like, well, imagine how much better he'll make Kevin Love look. What, he gonna average 45 and 15? No, he not. He gonna be open like every other nigga would be open playing with the best player on earth.
I feel like LeBron don't have to handle the ball as much either.
With Kyrie.
Yeah,
you don't have to. Yeah, all right. Jay Sar says, you said earlier this week, Justin has been getting into fights at the Y the past 2 weeks at the Y. Any good stories from these outbursts? I wouldn't call them good stories, but Justin comes in on 10 now. He tells me, I don't know what it is. I don't know what changed. I think he took them 6 weeks off because he broke his nose. And like now he's like just happy to be back. And he's expressing it in a very like enthusiastic manner that comes out a little bit belligerent and confrontational. The other day, we end up losing the game because, we was up by a good amount of points. And, one of our homies that normally plays on our team that we know it has like a bit of a Napoleon complex. Like if you, he's a shorter gentleman. And if you, challenge him, that's when he takes it personal. He'll bust your ass. Like, he's done it many times on our team where somebody like elbowed him or something. And then he just decided like, fuck that. I'm going to go ahead and, bust this dude's ass. Hey, Justin, refresh your camera when you get a chance. All
right.
But, Justin, starts talking shit to Damon while taking the ball out with us up by whatever it was, 10 points or something. And I said, Justin, what are you doing, dog? This is how we lose. And he was like, man, shit, I ain't worried about that. That ain't my man. I said, dog, that's the same shit.
I'm not checking him.
Yeah, I said, that's the same shit you do to me. And then I have to play harder defense because of you. And the problem is the dude checking him can't really check Damon if Damon decides he wants to score. Like at that point, Damon was okay with the idea of losing to us. And after Justin said that, he was not okay with the idea of losing to us. And he went down and bust that dude's ass, and we lost the fucking game. We was on the sideline. He's like, it ain't my fault. I went checking. I was like, see, you on 10. I can't talk to you like this. And then all the arguments on the sideline sound like when Justin was arguing with Karen that day. Like, all of them sound like that now. Like, it goes from, like, somebody will be like, yeah, you know, I don't think Kevin Love is, oh no, I think Kevin Love should do such and such.
I think Kevin Love sucks.
Right.
He a fucking bitch, his bitch ass.
Right.
He can't play. All he do is shoot threes all day long. When he hit him in the post, make whack passes. He whacking, you whack for liking him. You a bitch too.
Dog, that's how I be. I be sitting up there laughing so hard. I can't take it serious. They be trying to have serious conversations with him too. And I be like, this is going to be good, man.
Oh, I did get on Lance the other day.
Well, you did that white dude voice. That you were doing it to be annoying, but it started working too good. And it was annoying to me. Like, he was like, go on, get out of here, Lance. Go, bye. Run, get out of here. You're causing problems. And he did it so long that I was like, Lance, please just leave, man. Just leave. He's not going to stop doing the voice until you leave, man. And Lance was staying around. He was like, yeah, man.
He started talking to the voice.
He's like, I should leave. What should I leave, brother? It's like, Lance, please just leave, man. He's not going to stop.
It's not even that I've really been confrontational, man. It's just that for these few weeks, people have just been erroneously saying things, and I just decided I need to comment back now.
Okay. People have always been stupid. That's all I'm saying.
That's all it is. But it went to that dude tried to knee me in the ass. So I was like, fuck it.
Yeah, that was another time too. Yeah, dude, Justin was trying to post up and this asshole in the morning, like kept trying to put his knee in his back. And then Justin got the ball, was like, hey, you gonna stop kneeing me in your ass now? I was like, what? It was like, it's 5 a.m, dog. Like, it was just too early for that, man.
I got him back though. I need him in the ass so good with a running start.
Yeah.
Like, imagine somebody, you just standing there with your arms out in the poke in the box out position, and somebody runs up and knees you in the ass full speed.
You know,
that was also good.
The biggest thing about this joint though that came out of this week, Lance apologized to me, dog, so we good now.
That's very big of him. It's,
yeah,
considering he is so petty.
Right. It took me as a shock because it was one of those things where I was like, I'm moving on from this because
I need to do it again.
I don't know. Give it a few seconds. No, my screen might be slow, might be behind. It was one of those things where like I was trying to let it like go. Cause I don't think it's good to keep that poison in your soul when somebody does something to you. Like, you just need to learn from that. Like, okay, that's the kind of person you are. And I'm good. Like, I'm moving on. It'll never happen to me again. And, he actually apologized and was like, my bad, dog. Shouldn't have done that. And, you know, he's like, I didn't mean to disrespect you and I won't do it again. And I was like, wow. I shook his hand and said, thanks, dog.
Was this before or after I told him he was insecure as a man?
I don't know when you said it, but it was Monday when we was shooting around. He was making a joke about MT. He said, man, I actually meant to tell you, and I apologize for what I said. I was like, oh, we cool, man. He was like, no. And like, it was one of them, like, well, I tried to like, hey, don't worry about it. It's cool. And he was like, no. I want you to know I really am sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I don't want to disrespect you. You know, you always been a good guy to me, and you know that was wrong. I lost my temper, blah. And I was like, whoa. Well, you know, I appreciate it.
Maybe, you know what though, Lance is actually a parent that actually parents his children,
mm-hmm.
So I'm sure he probably reflects on his own actions as well when he's looking at his kids.
Yeah, maybe, man. I mean, you know, it's funny because I was planning on pulling out my new method of shit talking. Where I talk about people's actual lives and not I'm not talking about like you ain't got no car or some shit like that. I'm talking about on a psychological level where I'll say stuff like, that's why you can't connect with your child because you can only view his value through the prism of sports. But what about the fact that he likes to read, Lance? You know what I mean? Like, I want to start that level of shit talking with people. Like, and that's why you're emotionally unavailable and you're scared of commitment, Chase. Like, niggas ain't ready for that, dog. Wait till I...
Aw, shit.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it, dog. I got, like, a list for everybody. So...
Wait, you go psychologically trolling?
Yep. That's my new shit, dog. Don't talk shit to me on this basketball court. You're going to be talking about some of my jumper. I'm gonna be talking about your relationship with your father. It's gonna be totally different.
Niggas gonna be walking down the court and just breaking into tears.
I'm coming for blood, man. I've been thinking about this. Boozer went to the Lakers.
Nope.
Y'all got him off of waivers, Justin.
Yep. And for the low.
Yeah, for 3.25 million.
Yeah, we'll take him.
All right. Nope. Devin Harris went back to the Mavs.
I saw that. Was like, oh, okay.
Hey, man, what is it about him that he gets money like he respected the league, but nobody really wants him once he get there? What is that?
It's a 4-year deal worth $16.55 million, with the 4th season partially guaranteed.
So wait, so they didn't even give him a whole season?
Yeah, what is that? What is a partially guaranteed season? They'll
pay you for 40 games, and if it don't work out, you gotta go, bro.
Yeah, I guess you get $1.3 million. Oh, it's like, okay, so no matter what, the 4th year, even if he gets cut, he gets $1.3
million. Oh, okay.
He signed a 1-year deal at the league minimum last year with the Mavs. What? He only got the minimum? Wow.
Well, what? I thought in Atlanta he got paid. In Atlanta, I thought he did, too. He was getting money in Atlanta, I thought.
I thought he was. He
did, and then in his extension, he didn't get paid.
Maybe that's what it was.
Oh.
Either way, man, he back in Dallas, like, he's one of those dudes that, I mean, looking at that number, that's about right. Because he is good, quote unquote. You know what I mean? Like, when I watch him play, I'll be like, that nigga hard to check.
But that's it. It's not still.
But I also be watching him like, but that nigga shoots some hard shots too. Like, it's a reason he hard to check. That nigga just put his head down and run to us at home.
I watch him like I would not want to play with him.
For sure.
It wouldn't be fun.
He one of the people I like to call a ball killer. You know them motherfuckers that, like TD at the Y, where you be running down with him, and you be like, okay, I'm running the lane, and you don't get it. So then by the 10th time y'all running down the court, you just be like, oh, I'll stay here. That's what he does to his team, where niggas just be like, oh, Devin got it again? No, I'm just gonna stand right here.
I'm never going down on offense.
Let me go ahead and get back on D, because it don't matter what I do. He's shooting it.
Yep.
Eric, I mean, mm-hmm. If they did Devin Harris like they do Tony Parker and have that pick and roll drive to the basket offense, he would thrive. He would shine his ass off.
They almost beat the Spurs.
A couple times.
Yeah, it was because of him, though. Like, I watched that series, and it was mostly because Tony Parker would do his Tony Parker thing, and then Devin Harris would just come down and do the same shit back. Like, right. You run towards the hole, then I'm going to run towards the hole. All right, your turn. My turn. Eric Bledsoe is not to re-sign with the Suns yet.
Nope.
I think he's a restricted free agent, so he won't even sign, like, an offer sheet from another team, which that's not good news, because that probably means he's, like, I either want to leave here and y'all won't let me, or I want to make way more money than y'all willing to pay me.
But they said they want to sign him for like 4 years, 40 million.
48 million. Yeah.
And he wants 5 years though, but he wants like 65-80 million.
You
know, so that's a huge 40 additional, right? 40 million.
So that comes down to, I want way more money, so just let me get my last year of my deal then. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, he basically said he wants 5 years, $80 million. Basically, the only team that could do that for him, who has the salary cap space to do it, is the Bucks, Sacramento, and maybe Detroit, as long as Greg Monroe's situation pans out.
But is he 5 year, $80 million of value, though?
No, hell no. Sacramento dumb enough to do it, though.
So
right.
Sacramento, the only one of them teams where I'm like, I can see that.
Well, who tells him he's worth that, though? Like, who are the guys that's boosting his head up and his agent? Like, this is a deal we can get done.
His agent, dog. And
right. That's all his agent.
You know who else is boosting him up? All these niggas that got signed for this money, Gordon Hayward, loosening them up.
But you got to be
Chandler Parsons.
That first wave, that first week. Because you won the first week signing, that clearly shows your level of importance.
I know, but we just talking about pettiness. You know what I'm saying? He was looking at their pockets like, man, I'm better than him.
Is he Eddie Kane?
Yeah, he definitely was Eddie Kane on their pockets.
Okay.
By the way, I saw a poll where LeBron James voted the most popular NBA player again. Damn, people finicky as shit.
They gonna hate him by next
time. I hate people, man. I fucking hate y'all. Niggas, I hate him. He's the worst. He back in Cleveland? Oh, hold on. Let me put on my nice dress.
Terry says to make me check all these people I'm talking trash to. I do check. I talk trash to my man as well. I talk trash.
He's talking trash. He can't check two people at once. Yeah. It's just stupid, guys.
I'm talking trash to everybody's man.
It's too. Just stupid, man. Like I have a certain method of defending certain dudes, because like, if I had to check these big ass, because I normally end up checking these big ass bruiser motherfuckers that love hitting the weight room more than they love hitting jump shots, and so I had to worry about shit like getting elbowed in my face and a nigga just slamming his knee into me and shit, and it'll be like some big ass uncoordinated motherfucker like T. And Justin will start talking shit to T, and I'm like, what are you doing? I was lulling him to sleep.
Yeah,
I was pretending to be his friend enough to make him not want to score and drive to the hole. He was out here shooting bad threes, and we was up by 8. And then you start calling him soft, and now this nigga trying to elbow me in my face. It's not fun.
Rod checking all the Reggie Evans of the league.
Yeah, man. And this nigga talking shit to him.
I be out there like, oh, he weak. Weight room at the weight room.
Yeah. Good grief, man. Shit is the worst.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Glenn Davis re-signed for 1 year with the Los Angeles Clippers for a veteran minimum $1.2 million.
Big baby Glenn Davis?
Yeah, dog. Dude that led the league in getting his shot blocked not too long ago. I like him as a professional player, though. Like,
Doc Rivers loves him for Glenn Davis.
If I'm the Cavs, that's the kind of nigga I'm trying to sign. That kind of dude. He don't call shit, and he don't need the ball a lot. And he can hit an open jump shot. The end.
Yep.
Mike Miller wants Ray Allen to play on the Cavs, too. Niggas just following LeBron. Follow the drip.
Of course Mike wants Ray Allen. You know why? Because when his jumper not falling, he know they can insert Ray Allen and no scrutiny on him.
Yep, that's true.
But his back looked real good for Memphis the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, was it just last year or 2 seasons?
I think it was just last year because he got amnesty the season. Yeah, he got amnesty at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, his back looked real good, man. So he should be good in Cleveland.
T-Mac retires from baseball.
Let me guess. He didn't win past the first round.
He didn't get out the first round. He got one strike.
Right. One. This nigga made it to the All-Star game, and it was like, yeah, I'm out.
Yeah. He's like, thanks, guys. This has been fun. My dream. Let's see who else. Lakers added Ed Davis from North Carolina.
That's good. I don't know who he is, but and, welcome.
And then they cut my man Kendall. So
same player, I guess.
Nah, Kendall played point. Ed, power forward. Ed used to be dunking on niggas in college. I don't know what happened, dog. I just remember when he went to the NBA, I was like, he's skinny as shit. How's that going to work? And I was right. It's not going to work. I'll be watching games like they bump his little ass right up out that paint. Like, get your ass out of here. But, yeah, he going to dunk on somebody. So you'll be hyped. You'll be hyped by December. You'll be like, Ed Davis pretty good. We're going to be on here talking about it.
Yeah, they got him. They got the other young boy you said they
resigned. Xavier Henry.
Yeah, Henry. He liked to dunk it on people. Yeah. Alley-oop season. We're going to be the new Dunk Fest team.
Yeah, y'all gonna get some highlights. Y'all gonna be losing, but niggas gonna get dunked on at least. Let's see. Who else? Rodney Stuckey went to the Pacers. I don't like Rodney Stuckey's game, so I don't care. The Mavs sent DeJuan Blair to the Wizards.
Makes sense for the Mavs. He don't have no knees.
Yeah, why did the Wizards do it, I wonder? Like, what are they missing?
Yeah, because they got Gortat. They re-signed Gortat. Yeah. They still should have Nene.
Yeah. Why would they do this?
Because they're doing this for KD summer of 2015.
Oh, so his money must come off the books then.
Yep. They're signing a bunch of people that are going to be traded off the books, or contracts will just be able to be waived or whatever the case is. Because that's where they signed Nene and Gortat, because they're really pushing for KD to come back home.
That's smart. Luke Rittenauer went to the Magic. Don't care. The Wizards re-signed Drew Gooden. Don't care.
Now, if you'd have said Gooden went to the Lakers.
Drew Gooden still plays?
Yeah, Drew Gooden still plays.
Now, if you'd have said
Gooden. He's 142 years old. Like, for real.
You just remember him so many years with LeBron.
I just remember that rat tail, honestly. That was one of the worst fashion decisions of all time. That rat tail.
Didn't Drew Gooden come in the league when D. Brown was playing?
Probably, man.
I don't know.
It seemed like it.
But I had a rat tail back in elementary school.
Right.
My rat tail was cool as hell.
Mm-hmm. So at least 92.
Not a grown-ass man, though.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't think you are a grown-ass man that could pick his own haircut and everything back then. No. But yeah,
he's been in the plays since 92 at least. Like, stop it, yo.
I remember the first time I realized that shit was a rat tail and not like some type of growth. Like, oh, this nigga got cancer or something. Oh shit, man, that's a rat tail.
Let me see. When did he come into the league?
I don't know. But it had to be
12 years. He's been in the league 12 years.
12 years a slave. 12 years a slave.
Just feels like so much longer than that, though.
Josh Smith is at the center of trade talks, but when is he not?
Nobody wants him. I thought they was trying to get rid of him like a month ago. We talked about this.
Yeah.
They tried to send him back to Atlanta and they said no. They rejected the deal.
The Mavs signed Rashard Lewis. H-Time.
He stay getting that money.
Dirk signed a 3-year deal, $25 million. Yo, Dirk got to stop giving money back. That's what's funny is, I understand these dudes want to win championships and that's cute and everything. But I know Kobe be laughing all the way to the bank. Like, I know when Kobe be seeing these contracts, he be like, 25 for how many years?
That's how you can tell who his real friend is.
I got that in 1 year, bro.
Yeah, he's like, I'm getting that now. Like, to this year, I'm getting 25.
That's why Melo did not become a Laker. Kobe was like, get your money. That's why Powell not a Laker.
Yeah.
Kobe was like, man, get your
money. His free agent advice is always the same. They be like, I talked to Kobe. What did Kobe say? He said, have fun with the process and, you know, just enjoy this time. Well, AKA, get your motherfucking money. I'm not giving no money back. Don't ask me to give no money back. And don't talk about no team ups because I'm not doing no team ups. This my team. Get in or fit in.
Hey, Kobe do negotiating like mob style where I'm going to write this number down on a sheet of paper and you either look at it and accept or reject it. It'd be something like, $500 million per year.
Kobe probably just said his agent in and don't even come in to meet. People are like, that's not my business really.
and then midway through the year you see on ESPN Kobe signed a record deal like 3 years, $98 million.
I feel like Kobe is like the villains in movies where if you fail him, he just kills you. You know, where He'd be like, I just want $25 million in the deal, so go make it happen. Then the agent comes out, he's like, Kobe, I talked to Mitch, and we were able to get you 20 mil. 20 mil. Does that look like 25 to you? Nah, I mean, but 20, that's pretty good. I mean, Kobe, for a player your age, what about my age?
Are you playing me the extra $5 million?
Yeah, did he give you the $5 million? Did he give you five extra $1 million to split between you and him or something? No, just Kobe, he told me that, you know, we looked at your stats and your injury history, and we just decided that we, pow, like, bring in the next agent. You're my agent now. The first thing we're doing is getting $25 million a year. Go in there and talk to Mitch. Yep. And okay, bring his head with you. He cut off the other agent head. Send that shit in there. I'm telling you, dog, Kobe ain't, I know Kobe be laughing when he sees shit like that. 3 years with $25 million. Ah!
You're like friends. Yeah. Fun. What you mean?
He used to could call D-Wade and laugh about it. Now he don't have no friends to call. Hey, D-Wade, these niggas give him, oh, never mind. I just seen your kind. Wow.
You opted out?
Shit, I guess we're not going half on that island this summer then, huh?
Y'all didn't learn anything during the Olympics?
Yeah.
Well, y'all was serious when y'all was back there making up a plan to be friends and take less money.
Yeah. Why y'all giving it back?
I told you to get money and be friends.
Yeah, make the owner play the luxury tax. That's what I do.
Right. Yeah. Wasn't Kobe's last year like 3 years, like 78 million, 80 million, something like that? It was something ridiculous where he was getting like $22 million a season. It's crazy.
His shit always be crazy, man. He ain't never giving no money back.
He learned it from Jordan. He would tell people, I'm not signing until you give Pippen what he needs to make him join the team.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And Pippen would be like, oh, well, I'm getting 20. Okay, good. Now give me $5 million more than whatever you gave Pippen.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and then they would have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That was his negotiating tactic. And I don't see why you would expect Kobe to do anything different.
$25 million. He's worth so much more than that. He can't even get $10 million a year like fucking Duncan gets. And Duncan not greedy. Right. Anyway, Bulls.
Steve Nash makes more than him, and he's sitting on the bench this year.
Right. Man, what is Dirk, man? He's always been a stand-up guy and all, but I wouldn't do it.
Has he always been a stand-up guy?
He's always giving money back. He's been giving money back for like 6 years now.
True, he do like to give money away. Yeah. Black women,
you give it to
owners.
People that call him on the phone for no reason. Dog.
Dirk's black girlfriend ain't gonna like that shit after a while. She'll be like, you better give me some money.
Can y'all get Dirk number? I need to call him, too. I need to get him to...
Dirk just like, I'm happy to be out of Germany. I don't even care, dog.
I'm never going back.
Yeah, I don't even care. Just give me whatever y'all can
afford. They shoot down plays over there.
They fucking niggas up, dog.
I'm never going back.
The Hornets signed Lance Stevenson, who I did not want.
I was wondering how he's going to react to this.
Who I did not want for $15 million for nine? Come on down. Come on down, Lance. That was my only fear, was that he was going to get that Gordon Hayward money, because I know he asked.
Yep.
You know he asked, dog. Like, so y'all ain't going to spend that $15 million? Actually, Lance, man, that money is gone, but y'all didn't get him. We gave seven to Marvin Williams, actually. Marvin Williams, yeah. So if you want to take the difference, get to nine, we can do something with that. Apparently, he took a short deal because he would have been getting nine a year from Indiana. It was going to be like 5 years, $44 million, which works out to about, I want to say like $9 million a year. And, he was like, I just don't want to be stuck in a long deal. Like, I think I can be a max player within the next 3 years. So he's actually coming here to get his value up by scoring more and becoming a franchise guy. I fucking love this. Yep. Like
the other thing,
you
too,
know,
man.
And as long as he don't blow in no niggas' ears, we good.
He looked at the landscape. George get all the credit for everything Lance does, and none of the blame, mm-hmm. Especially the first three quarters of the game.
Mm-hmm.
He come here, he going to be in the news just because this is Jordan's team.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He's still going to be in the news. And like I said, we went from, I think we should be a top five, top three in the East. Bulls, us, and Cleveland. Who better?
Yeah, I agree, man. Like I said, Rich Cho, I trusted him. Everybody keeps talking about Jordan. I don't know why. Like, do y'all really think Jordan, like, goes into the office and does work? Like, Jordan don't have nothing to do with this team other than motherfuckers telling him what they did. So what we do? We sign Lance Stephenson. The boy good. Like, that's it. That's all we, the end. And then he go play golf.
Yeah, we're better than Toronto and Washington right now.
Niggas act like Jordan go to the office, rolls his sleeves up, sits in there and GMs all day.
Jordan,
I'm vetoing the trade. God damn it, it's me, Jordan. Like, he don't care.
Jordan show up to lick at them white women cheerleaders.
Yeah.
Jordan shows up to rubber stamp them checks and then go home and come back 6 months later and go sit in their owner's backs, leave, go play golf, and that's it.
That's it, dog. I don't know why people, like, you can't have it both ways. He's the laziest owner in sports and the most hard working micromanager. No, he's not.
You know why he's lazy, though.
Why?
I mean, we all get, if you're a certain complexion, get turned lazy. Yeah. McNabb got called lazy.
Lazy, yeah.
Don't fall for, stay woke, as y'all like to say on Twitter.
Brandon Rush went to the Warriors, don't care. Chris Humphrey went to the Wiz, don't care.
Who
cares? Chandler Parsons ended up going to Dallas because them niggas didn't match that money. Because they fucked around a little too long with Chris Bosh. They waited a day too late. They couldn't match that shit. They had to get Trevor Ariza.
They called the bank. They called the bank and was like, can we get a little extra so we can get Bosh? How much extra y'all need? Like, what, you want an extra $5 million? Actually, we need an extra 30. Can we make that happen?
Mm-hmm.
It was like, they put them on hold, but, like, we'll do lunch. But it wasn't serious. I can't believe Houston fell for it. Why would you fall for that? Dallas is Dallas now. I think they might be the team to beat in Texas, man.
Well, Dallas will definitely have more firepower. I mean, I think they lost Vince Carter. So Chandler can step right in and be better than Vince was.
Right, and they took the Spurs to 7 last year. Only they better now.
Trevor Booker. Oh, go ahead, Biko.
I was going to say, and they finally cut that big-ass contract from Samuel Dillenbart. They parted with him, so.
Yeah, that nigga was so whack. Oh, and they got Tyson, and they got Tyson Chandler too. Yep. So, yeah,
right.
They made some good moves, actually.
They still got
Raymond. Really good moves.
They still got Felton.
I think Raymond there. Yeah, because they were trying to use Raymond and Tyson to get Melo to come.
So they got him and Devin. Right. Somebody got to go.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about that. I don't think Raymond would be playing.
They're gonna be playing them off. They're saving Devin for the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's gonna be.
Yeah, I think Ray will be on the bench probably or splitting time, but I don't think it'll be big. Trevor Booker went to the Jazz, don't care. Anthony Randolph got traded to the Magic, I don't care. I mean, when I used to think he was good because of video games, he one of the all time best video game players.
You said Anthony Randolph?
Yeah. Right. He owned the Warriors about 3 years ago on NBA 2K. He was the Trillis. Cause that nigga can dunk from everywhere. I used to just take them and throw alleys and dunk. And then, then I watched him play in real life and found out he can't do anything. He ain't dribble.
He got a nice little hook shot, and that's about it.
Basically, Nikola Mirotic joins the Bulls. Don't care. Chandler Parsons actually said he got offended that the Rockets didn't talk to him during that situation. Nigga, if you don't get the fuck on with your $15 million, you got $15 million that you are not worth $15 million, dude. Take the money, go to Dallas and have fun. This Macklemore looking nigga, man. I couldn't believe that shit. The nerve.
I like Chandler a lot. He worth it.
Okay, well then go. You got what you were. Like, why are you mad at your team? They were trying. Like,
they didn't want to leave.
I would be okay with it if they weren't trying to get Bosh, who is much better than you.
He didn't want to leave.
Okay.
His girlfriend now, she ain't moving.
Yeah.
You know, she wanted to dance chicks. She ain't moving. She was like, I can't leave and just switch teams like that.
Yeah, you've been watching too much. What's that show that comes on?
Yo, that's
after
it.
Love and Hip Hop.
I can't think of the name of it.
Yeah, you've been watching that shit on the floor or some shit like some whack shit
like
that.
He don't want to leave.
Yeah. Hey man, did you see the preview for the one game? I watch the preview every week. I never watch the episodes, but did you see the preview for the one where the dude was like, "Well, I tell you what, Jaleesa or whatever the dancer name is, if you don't go out with me, I will take the playoffs." I was like, that's a conversation that has never happened in any professional sport ever. Nobody's ever told a dancer, "I'm going to lose games on purpose and not win the championship because me and you." What? Niggas don't talk to dancers.
That one Washington Redskin tight end.
Who?
End up marrying the dancer.
Talk about Cooley?
Huh? Cooley? Yep. But he wasn't taking no games because of it. Yeah. Hey, did you get kicked out the chat or something, Justin? I don't see you in here. Can you see the chat?
Did I?
Yeah, Justin's completely off.
Yeah, I don't even see you in here, dog. Yeah, refresh.
I was on ESPN webpage.
All right, but yeah, so let me see who else got added. Because Caron Butler went to the Pistons. That makes sense.
he just can't keep a job, man. I thought he did good for Kevin Durant team, Oklahoma City.
Yep. The Mavs got Richard Jefferson.
He's still in the league. Now, that's a dude is still in the league.
Yeah.
Remember when he went and fucked up the Spurs roster them 2
times? That was the last time I seen him.
he was still in his prime. He had just left. He was still in his prime. Nah,
I'll never forget Richard Jefferson had that scandal where he jilted that girl when they were supposed to get married. And then she said he was gay. And then he gave her some money. that scandal gonna follow him forever, dog. That was some real tricky shit
He was our first gay player in the league.
Hey, man. He said he wasn't gay, but I'm just saying.
Wasn't him and Collins on the same team in
I remember
New Jersey?
That. Him and that model Tyson Beckford took some questionable ass pictures.
The picture on the boat where it's just him and a bunch of shirtless dudes.
Was Jason Collins in that picture though?
No.
Because they were on the Nets together.
Nah, not at the time he wasn't on that picture. But I'm just saying, like, that joint was real, like he paid, he just went ahead and paid. To like get that, like, look, can I just get you to let it go, because these pictures that keep coming out are making me look bad.
And the funny thing is they weren't even court, and this nigga settled out of court.
Yeah, he just gave her some money, like it wasn't like a secret.
Didn't go to court.
No, they didn't need to go to court.
Nobody forced him to pay the money.
Just was like, "Here's some money, please now, can you stop bringing up this gay shit,
man?" There's some truth to that there.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with him being gay, but I mean, you can't pay the gay away.
It was just so suspect, man. I just remember being like, I went from being like, "Man, that shit ain't true," to like them pictures coming out every week. I was like, this is getting kind of bad.
And those pictures was coming out like Tiger Woods and his mistresses. It was like one or two every week for like a summer. And I was like, something ain't right about that.
Like, it ain't really that many dudes. Like, you could go through a dude's entire Facebook page and not find a bunch of pictures of him shirtless with another dude, man. Let alone 4 and 5 dudes. And they was like,
and they not relatives.
They was not respecting each other's personal space at all either. Like, it wasn't like, you know how normally when dudes take a picture with no shirt on, it'd be like, you know, kind of like, well, we got to keep our distance from each other. We don't want our skin to touch. Them joints wasn't like that. And, some of them dudes in them pictures look like, they have some alternative lifestyle. Not that anything is wrong with that, but just saying.
Somebody in the chat room saying she was also on Basketball Wives.
Oh, she was?
The girl that was posting them pictures.
Probably.
Hey, Phil.
Probably got that was probably part of the settlement.
I know somebody got a link to I know somebody got a link to them damn pictures, man. Y'all put it in the chat.
I just found them. I just searched Richard Jefferson on the boat.
Yeah, put it in the chat. Paul Pierce went to the Wizards. Leonard Brothers brings up. Only thing I like about it is that it means that they're probably gonna let Otto Porter start playing. Unlike Trevor Ariza, I doubt Paul Pierce is going to play 40 minutes a game and shit. So, good for him. Alex Smith says he's a top 10 quarterback. What? You know what, man? He can have it, dog. Cool. You got it, bruh.
Didn't he get cut? I thought he got cut.
He got cut?
No, he got benched midway through the season.
Yeah, he didn't get cut. But, yeah, good for him, man. He went to Kansas City with Andy Reid, and they had a good time together. So, good for them, man. I'm not even going to fight that man. Whatever.
No.
I'm over it.
No. No. This nigga really was like, I'm in the top 10. I'm an elite quarterback, and he compared himself to, like, Peyton Manning and so on and so forth because they basically accidentally beat the Broncos last year.
Yeah. Okay. What you got it. You got it, Alex. You got it. Just remember this shit next season on the way down when the Andy Reid honeymoon is over.
When y'all going 4-12.
Yeah. Just remember, I'm still being petty. I'm holding it all against them. I still remember when they lost. Andy was fucking up that clock management. Like, you're not going to fool me. I'm like an angry girlfriend on Facebook. I'll be checking their status all the time.
That's right, Rod, because you're an Eagles fan, and Andy Reid was doing the same shit as the Eagles.
And everybody was like, maybe y'all was the problem, Rod. You don't know what you're talking about. The whole season, I had to listen to that shit. He gets clock management right to me. I was like, it always looks like this for a while.
Right. If he fucked for no reason.
Yeah. If he fucked up every game, then he wouldn't have kept his job for 12 years, dog. It's not that he's terrible every night. It's the nights you need him. It's right when you be like, yo, man, this is a big game. That's when he'd be like, fuck it. Time out.
I don't know why he doesn't hire Monday somebody night for night. That.
Hold on. Y'all both was talking.
Go ahead, B.
No, B. Cole, go ahead.
I was like, it always is ironically like Monday night games and division play, and it's a clutch game because it's like they need this game.
Yeah, he'll like the thing that I loved about Andy Reid is this nigga never lost a game coming off a bye. Like, you give him an extra week to prepare, he's going to kick that team's ass, and it don't matter who it is. Like, you can send anybody in there, we're getting that W. But, yeah, man, but it's always like when you get to the playoffs and there ain't no buys and shit, it's always that, let me challenge that real quick. You're like, why you challenging this shit, dog? This is a timeout. Oh, damn, we ain't got no timeouts left. Oh, shit.
Now the NFL.
Oh, that was a 2-minute warning? Damn, I should have been in a hurry up.
Now the NFL is the one league where they'll hire someone for any and everything.
Yeah.
Why isn't someone hired that he has to get approved? Like, they hold someone like, nope, you got to get this flag. The challenge flag from this dude, Andy, if you want a challenge.
He don't care, bro. He don't care.
And that dude got to tell him if it's okay to challenge this play.
Right.
Yeah. Like, it's somebody that got to be like, and we're calling timeout right now, Andy. Andy's like, what? We don't need timeout. No, Andy, we need a timeout right now.
Now, his problem is he called them timeouts when you're not supposed to. That's his problem.
No, I'm saying he can't call them. He's not in charge of any of those things. Someone else is in charge of all timeouts.
Everything. It ain't. Somebody need to tell him stop, not when to do it, when not to do it.
And to use them all up the first quarter, the first to 5 minutes.
He's like, oh, your shoe untied, timeout, shoe was untied.
You know, we could just have the players fall down and fake an injury on Andy.
Yeah.
No.
We just use a timeout.
That's what they gave us timeouts for.
Yeah, we can do that later. Well, you know, if you do it later, you get penalized. I don't care. That's fine.
I remember when he used 2 timeouts in the first quarter. Like 1 5 minutes in and one right after, right before halftime.
I remember
the second quarter. I was like, what?
I remember in the Super Bowl when we was fighting hard as shit to make that comeback, and we got to like 3 minutes left, and it was like, y'all niggas ain't got no timeouts.
Right.
Like, we did everything to get that ball back. We had to get the ball back without timeouts, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get the ball back, and everybody was gassed as fuck. And it was like, yeah, y'all just got to make it 99 yards in 2 minutes with no timeouts. Y'all be good.
Right. And T.O. was running like a runaway slave whole game.
The whole game. Lance Armstrong met with the cycling doping panel. A little late, if you ask me.
This was last year news, right?
No, this they just met, dog.
Damn.
He got caught 2 years ago,
bro. They had a busy schedule. They had other appointments.
Lance so good with his legal counsel, dude. Like, this dog, that dude, the UPS, Postal Service sued him for being on drugs and said that you, like, duped us. And he was like, Y'all niggas should have known I was on drugs. That was his defense. Like, what? Why y'all suing me? It's obvious I was on drugs.
I got one testicle.
They was like, just give us our money back. He's like, I spent the money.
He was like, no, I used your money on my testicle.
Yeah, what do you think I bought the drugs with?
Yeah, it's that, and I had a Goldwyn made. Mm-hmm.
They asked him about everything. If you made a list of all the questions people would want to ask about Lance and his activities in cycling and everything else, those were the questions that were asked and answered, Peter said. The probe is being expected to center on the International Cycling Union's handling of doping in the late 90s and early 2000s, especially its links with Armstrong. Armstrong's willingness to meet with investigators has been seen as a crucial part of the efforts to determine whether former officials with the sport's governing body aided his doping as the Texan became cycling's biggest star. Armstrong won the Tour de France every year from 1999 to 2005. Those titles were stripped after massive report. By the way, people always make it seem like it's just him, but all the niggas that finished in like the top 10 lost eight, they were like, you was cheating. And you got beat by the one man who wasn't cheating. Okay. Peters declined to detail exactly who was in the room or what Armstrong told them, but said Armstrong met with three people running the Cycling Independent Reform Commission and their attorney. A spokesman for the group did not immediately return a call or text.
Here's the thing about the cycling, right? Mm-hmm. So I watch pretty much every sport. At least I try to. And the Tour de France is extremely fucking hard. After this nigga went back to back, they should have been testing him. Like, what the fuck? Because that's not possible. It's just not possible.
Yep. I have no idea how that dude skated. It's funny, though, because, like, that shit came down to racial lines. Because if you asked any black person, we don't know shit about cycling. And all of us is like, oh, yeah, that nigga cheating. All of us. Like, it was, and the white people was like, you know, listen, that's not fair. The man had cancer. Okay, he's dating a hot actress / singer or whatever the fuck. He's been in movies. I'm like, what does this have to do with cheating, though?
We know.
Everybody in, if the top 10 finish and you beat them all, and then systematically 2 through 10 come out and be like, I was doping. And you the only one that's like, I'm clean. What's the problem?
And then when 7 of them things, no. You was cheating, dog.
Yeah, and you beat them every year because, like, either they cheating wrong or you are just a genetic fucking freak, and I don't believe that. So, yeah, and I was so vindicated when this nigga got caught cheating. And plus, he had attitude about it the whole time. He was suing people, and people was losing their jobs and shit.
When Nike sued him for those lip, basically because he lied about the whole Livestrong thing.
Yep.
Sued him back. It was like, y'all gave me the money, so what's the problem?
He was using cancer. Man, he was a piece of shit,
he used cancer, man.
What a piece of shit, dude. What a bad person.
He used cancer.
Yeah.
And that's actually what helped him win that lawsuit. Another lawsuit.
Cancer had to change the game up and be like, listen, we just going to focus on women's breasts.
Right.
Because that'll always win. Mm-hmm. We will always support women's breasts.
Yeah. Last month, he was questioned in private arbitration dispute with a Dallas company seeking repayment of $12 million in bonuses that it paid him during his career. Everybody's suing him. Everybody.
I think he'll counter sue.
He got to pay the government back, man.
He's also facing a federal whistleblower lawsuit filed by former teammate Floyd Landis. The government joined Landis' lawsuit and is seeking to recover $40 million of the U.S. Postal Service sponsorship money paid to Armstrong and his teams. Under the False Claims Act, penalties in the case could run as high as $100 million.
Damn. They gave him 40. He got to pay back $100.
He got to pay the government back, man.
He's fighting it, too.
How often does the government lose in lawsuits like that? Never?
Never. Where is it? Where is it?
Like a million.
Like, where is his shame? Like, you don't have no part of you that's like, yo, man, I'm ashamed of what I did. I got 20 million of the 40 left. Can y'all just please take this money? I'm sorry.
Man, will you?
He's like, I'm fighting it!
When you make the decision to lose a testicle, I don't know there's anything you won't do. You know what I mean?
Like,
if you told me, you know what, Justin, I no longer need one of my testicles. I think I'm just going to do what I need to do, and if it gets cancerous and comes off, then oh well. I'm gonna look at you like something wrong.
It seems the Orlando Arena football team has been subject to some outgoing regime hijinks. The franchise was recently sold to David Siegel, CEO of Westgate Resorts. And around the same time as the sale was announced, the team's website began redirecting people to to Florida's website for tracking sex offenders.
Wait, what?
It was a short-lived mystery. As it happens, the company owned by David Pearsall, the former owner of the team, is listed as the reseller of OrlandoPredators.com. That's right. The team is called the Orlando Predators, which means he can redirect the site wherever he likes. When he stepped away from the team in May, OrlandoPredators.com was reportedly just a generic web page. Once the sale was official, Siegel and his crew became aware of the new destination. New ownership and the AFL are not pleased. They released a statement. Jared Saff became aware of the site's new content Monday, one day before he was announced as the new team's president under the new owner, David Siegel, CEO of Westgate Resorts. Our initial reaction was to reach out to the league. Saff said, "We're really disappointed. He's potentially harming fans and children who are trying to get information on the team. When you register a domain, you represent that you're not infringing on a trademark. Well, he's infringing on a trademark. The league agrees it's unfortunate that previous ownership did not handle this differently, but the appropriate legal action has been commenced, and we are confident that the Predators brand will remain the strongest ever." AFL Commissioner Jerry B. Kerr said in a statement for the Orlando Sentinel. So
here's what's messed up about this. He can literally troll them until they pay him for that URL.
Yep. after selling the team, by the way. He's like, y'all didn't say nothing about the website. And by the way, I'm redirecting this to child porn until y'all niggas do something.
But these dudes and these website trolling, it's getting out of control. Mm-hmm. It's getting all like, first the letter, we can't figure out how to get it off, and now this.
I guess we found my man Chris Hansen's favorite team.
That's what he been all this time. Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Titus Young, the former wide receiver for the Detroit Lions, has been in trouble again. It's been 8 days since the former Detroit Lions wide receiver's latest arrest. Young is still in jail on a $105,000 bond, suggesting he can't afford to post his own bail and that his family can't or won't do it for him. Young's father told USA Today his son is sort of uncontrollable. You don't say. I knew something was up with him when he was the first dude I ever seen put on his jersey, Titus Young Senior. I don't think that's ever been a thing. A senior jersey? A junior, yes. Senior?
Hey. But maybe he just don't want to go to any of these preseason workouts. That's why he wanna stay in there.
Well, he was charged with one count of felony battery with serious bodily injury and four counts of misdemeanor battery on school, park, or hospital property. According to Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office, prosecutors say the incidents involved five separate people and were spread out between May 28th and July 8th.
Now, when you post bail, do you get that money back when you start coming back to court, or is that money just gone? Like, how does that work?
I don't know. I think it depends if you have a bondsman or not. I don't know, honestly.
Like, if I don't get that money back, then, yeah, I'm staying. At speedy trial, I might need it to pay off these people.
I feel like you get that money back when you show up to court. I think you get that money back when you show up to court. At least some of it. I don't know, man. That's why I don't go to jail. I don't want to know this shit. It's all shit that I don't want to know. Hopefully, I live my whole life and never know exactly how bail works. Because this is dumb. Yeah, this nigga was fighting everybody. How you fight? If you fight five people in a month, it's your fault, dog. Like, five separate people, dude, and it wasn't on the same day. It's all spread out. Come on, man. Something's wrong with you.
He needed a hug, man. I blame his dad, not them. Mental. Not to give him a hug.
It's like he might have some real legit mental illness problems, and, like, he need to get that shit taken care of, man. Like, get help. Like, just because a nigga catch a football, people just stop caring.
Yo, this picture, I did put some pictures of the Richard Jefferson thing, but that picture you got right there for the next story. You got to show the picture of that, too.
All right, hold on. First of all, let me put the pictures up of Richard Jefferson. put them in the chat real quick. Yeah, this is Richard Jefferson hanging out on the boat.
Yep, this is the one. This is the pictures I saw too. That was like,
like that joint looked like, come on, Vogue. Everybody move to the music.
It's raining men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's raining men.
Raining men.
Yes.
Yeah. This is the same. This is the same picture.
That
right?
One just got the close up of the, Luke. Like for people who don't know Luke, who Luke Walton is.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, I'm not saying those dudes are gay. Not even saying Richard Jefferson is gay. Just saying.
Metrosexual.
Just saying he paid to get them pictures taken down. That's all. Like, girl.
Did you see the one picture where they highlighted the fact that there was a cup and five straws?
Yeah.
Niggas was sharing one cup.
Yep. Five guys, one cup.
That one dude, man.
Yeah, I think I already talked about the.
You talk about how Luol Deng just came up in Miami?
Yeah, don't care. Don't care. Did y'all enjoy the ESPYs? I watched the ESPYs. The main thing I'll put about the ESPYs that sucked was all the homophobia for Michael Sam's segment. All on my timeline. Niggas was in my mentions just for being... Because I was like, you know, this is incredibly brave, and I'm glad that people are celebrating it. Didn't we already do this? No, we actually haven't. We actually have not celebrated an openly gay athlete coming into a sport before. It's always been a dude that, like, I retired. Even the closest we got was Jason Collins, who was out of the league at the time that he made his announcement. This is brave to walk into the league with this on your back. And motherfuckers like, well, where's all this homophobia you fighting against? I don't know. Look at your timeline. I guarantee you look at it long enough, you'll see it. Nobody was complaining about the Pat Tillman segment. Nobody was complaining about Stuart Scott's speech about having cancer. Nobody was going, this isn't about sports. They were fine with that. But somehow taking 10 minutes to be like, yo, it's brave and this dude is a role model and we're rooting for him. Was too much for the collective world, and that ruined everything for me as far as, you know, that's, you know, just people. But as far as watching the ESPYs, you know, it was all right, man. Drake did a good job. They had some pretty good skits with him. Blake Griffin was probably the best one. And yeah, it was all right, you know. It's still sports, but they can only make so many jokes and shit. The best thing he did was he did a Side Chicks song for the Side Chicks. That was great.
I've recorded it, haven't watched it yet.
Yeah,
but I've heard great things about it, the same as you. Like, I've heard it was great, but yeah, I don't know why they the same reason why it has to be a special about Michael Sam's, and they probably should do another one, is because of the shit that they keep, like, why are you so offended if they are honoring him like that,
right?
Like, why are you upset then? No, he hasn't been honored in the league. And on top of that, it's the same reason why a lot of your family members that are gay can't get married and probably aren't open to you.
Right. Like, that's the thing. Like, people are talking, you know, all this, we've already done it. And I was like, that's the new thing that people do about progress, right? So if you go, hey, man, we need to, like, really take a moment to celebrate the fact that we have a black president. Well, didn't we already do this? No, we didn't, actually. That's why it's a big deal right now. Well, I mean, is it really a big deal? Yes, it is to a lot of fucking people. It's a big deal, guys. That's the picture that Justin wanted me to put in the chat.
Look at Kevin Love.
Hey, that picture is so good. Oh my God. Kevin Love.
And he looks so hurt.
No, that joint looks like the cover of a romantic, like, movie. Like, yeah, Kevin Love always wanted LeBron. But he never was able to get him.
And he looks so hurt that he can't have him.
Yeah.
Cavs fans and owners and GMs, just look at this picture. If he wants to come to Cleveland, you just wait. He'll be there.
Yeah, why would you possibly need to go out of your way to get this dude? After seeing that,
he'll be there.
Yeah.
He coming. Don't worry.
If I went into the meeting and he was like, yeah, man, I don't know how much money I want, I just put this picture on the screen. Like, come on, dog.
He'll be there. Yeah. Just waiting you.
Let's be honest.
So wait, our breaking news here. Our Minnesota Twitter kind of blew up.
Yeah.
Basically, Kevin Love, the Warriors, and or the Timberwolves, Warriors, and in Cleveland are possibly making a swap. Klay Thompson is going to come here, get waived, and go to Cleveland. They get Kevin Martin. We get all the money. Interesting.
Wait, who's reporting this, or is this just speculation?
This is speculation from one of our news sources in Minneapolis.
Oh.
That Kevin Love, in order to make this deal happen, and that basically Flip Saunders is on board with it, they're going to take Klay Thompson, and he's going to come to Minnesota. They're going to cut him immediately. They're sign and trade, in essence, for cash. Mm-hmm. He goes to Cleveland. Okay. Wiggins goes out to the Warriors.
Okay.
Kevin Love stays in Cleveland. Minnesota gets all the cash and a draft pick.
Yo, if Wiggins goes to the Warriors, shit.
That'll be crazy.
Wow. I mean, good God.
What does Minnesota get out of it again?
They just get all the cash and the draft picks.
But they still have
They'll get like somebody. I mean, they'll get like some reserve from somewhere. What? I mean, but who cares?
Cleveland not gonna have any good draft picks coming up.
Yeah, they still have the Heat's pick. They still have their last pick true. From 2018. They got a pick from the Knicks in like 2019.
Damn, the Knicks still giving away picks. How they gonna build a team?
Picks don't have a good pick until like I think they got a first round in 2018, but it's like protected. So that's like assuming like. Toronto, like tanks, then they can get it.
That's a good move for Golden State.
Yeah. All right.
But I don't know. Klay Thompson can shoot.
Right.
Yeah. I mean that's just interesting. Is all. I mean, we'll see what happens.
That
but
boy can shoot.
That's interesting. The Warriors getting involved in it. So CBS will not dictate the use of the Redskins name on the air. So if you want to call them the Washington team or whatever, they'll let you do it. So I like that.
I mean, can they control what people call them anyway?
Yeah. Fuck yeah, you can.
I mean, they can be like, you have to call them the Redskins.
Yeah, they can tell their announcers you will call them the Redskins or you won't work for CBS. They're telling their announcers how they're going to do it.
Oh, okay.
And they say they decided that they won't dictate to them what they need to tell them.
That's smart.
Yep. So real passive aggressive, like, we know this is wrong. You know what I mean? Like we're not
contract.
Yeah, we're not gonna come out and say that it's wrong. But if you guys would like to stop saying a racial slur when referring to the team, you can.
They just need to stop putting them on TV, man. That's if they really wanted to make that change, stop putting them on TV.
They're not gonna do that. Money too big. I'm not even one of those people that's like, I would never say the team's name. I kind of like saying Redskins because to me, it should be embarrassing. To them that they are named that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like if there was a team named the New York Niggers, I wouldn't be like, you know, the New York African Americans. I'd be like, oh no, the Niggers.
Them niggers in New York, yeah. Boy.
Like the Niggers team, I would do it just so they'd be like, you know what, it is bad. We should stop.
Them niggers are terrible.
It is a terrible name.
Them niggers can't make a shot.
How you gonna make me have to change the way I talk about the shit you sell? Change the name. It's not even that big a deal.
But that's why you don't put them on TV, man. Like, you if you cut them out, because they pay them to be on TV.
Yeah.
Like they'd have to pay Washington to put Washington on TV.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll stop paying you. You're not on TV.
Sean McManus is the sports chairman of CBS. He told this bald-faced lie. We don't tell our announcers what to say about any topic. What? Okay. You know that's you think they pulled a couple people on the air like, Dan, can we talk to you for a second? Do not bring up that shit. Okay? You know what I'm talking about. All right, thanks. Yeah, that happens all the time.
They got a list of acceptable topics.
Yeah, I guarantee.
You could talk about Michael Vick and them dogs.
Yeah.
Do not bring up Ben Roethlisberger and the rapes.
Right. That's enough about the concussion. That's enough about the concussions.
Talk about the concussion. You could talk about Darren Sharper.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. He don't play anymore.
Yep. Like, it's a list of topics.
Yeah.
Don't talk about the Eagles tight end.
Yep.
That racist ass comment he made.
Yep. Nope. Yep. Riley Cooper, we're done with that now.
Yep.
We're done with that.
You can talk about Deshaun this year.
Yeah. You can cut to them and vaguely talk about it. You know, they do that all the time where they cut to like Riley Cooper and they'll be like, yeah, you know, he's getting along well. He had some troubles with his teammates earlier this year, but things seem to be back on track.
He was able to overcome that.
Eagles up 17-10 in the seventh quarter. Like, you're like, yeah, okay. I know what y'all trying to say.
They mentioned it.
He says, that is true about team names also. We haven't made any specific plans as far as the name. We're looking at it, but right now we don't have any change in our plan. And Commissioner Goodell said, we don't dictate to our broadcast partners how they cover the game. That's their decision. Except for when ESPN tried to make that Playmakers TV show.
Yep.
Right.
They was like, take that shit off.
Let's see if they talk about the Patriots owner this show and his law troubles. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Him being arrested. Or Cleveland's
owner. I mean, you mean Indiana, right?
Wait, the Patriots? Is it
Irsay? Yeah, the Colts.
Okay,
Colts.
Yeah, Irsay. Him, Cleveland, his legal troubles.
Yeah, they won't be talking about that shit.
They'll
talk about it, but it's going to be like, you know, Jim Irsay, all of our thoughts and prayers go out to him and his family in this time of need. Yeah, it's just good to see, you know, so many people supporting him in the community. He's a great man. He's done a lot for the Indianapolis community. Darren Brazil got caught with some weed, and that thuggery is the problem with the league. We need to get him out of here. By the way, I forget what that dude's first name is.
They'll name another player that's suspended for for drug usage.
Yeah, they were like, Josh Gordon is just, they really need to do something about this type of thuggery in the league and get these niggas out of here. The great Jim Irsay, great owner, and just a tribute to his community. Desmond says Arizona tribe refused the Redskins bribe to build a skate park. Dan Snyder.
Why would he just leave it alone?
Why? Right. Like, he's really at this point where he could just not do anything and he would be okay. But he keep trying to fix it, man. He be like, well, I bought a skate park for some Native Americans. I'm like, that's the problem.
Yeah. Like, learn from Kevin Durant when he donated the money and didn't say anything about it.
Yeah, on Wednesday, July 16, 2014, representatives from Washington Redskins on the Dan Snyder Foundation, the original American Foundation, met with the Fort Yuma Quatsan, I guess that's how you pronounce it, Quatsan tribe, today to offer them a blank check to build a blank check. Damn, you trying hard to build. They probably said no just when he said, go ahead, Biko.
I was like, you just stay fucking up. Like, don't do anything.
Yeah.
Just sit in your office and don't come outside.
You know, they probably was kind of listening. And then he pulled out a blank check. And then they was like, okay, this is too good to be true. What's the deal, man?
What's behind that mirror right there?
I just want to take some photo ops with you guys. That's all. Just take the check. What's the problem? Yeah, it's a blank check, any amount. You know. You
can be like, is this check got smallpox on it? Because I don't want it.
Yeah, we know not to trust you, white man. What's the deal? Okay, guys, I'll come clean. I want you to put on this headdress and these helmets. And we're going to take the picture together with RG3.
Just go ahead and change the name, bro. You lost. Like, at this point, you lost.
You cannot tell a rich white man shit in America. It don't matter, dog. Rich white men be like, I don't care about that shit.
Congress said it's not cool. This nigga's still like, nope, I'm not doing it.
You like, some Native Americans don't have a problem with it. Well, this tribe does. And people are so obsessed with sports. They had a dude that called in to the radio. I forgot why I had to listen to the radio. I want to say, like, I think my iPhone died, so I had to listen to the radio on the way home one day. And I put it on the sports channel. They were talking about the Native American thing, and the white dudes that were hosting the show were like, yeah, it's time to change the name. We need to let it go. It's just getting to be too much. And so this dude called in, and now there's no way to know if he was telling the truth or not, but he was just like, I'm a Native American. And I don't have a problem with the name. And it's a very small percentage of people that even have a problem with the name that are Native American. So, you know, it's not your problem. The name needs to stay, and there's nothing bad about it. And they was like, it's pretty bad. Like, I don't want to tell you what to think about it, but it's pretty bad. And some Native Americans don't agree with you. I've seen polls that say they don't agree. He's like, all the Native Americans, we have a meeting every year. And we agree. I was like, this nigga lying like shit.
I mean, they do have like little powwows in North Carolina annually, but I don't think they discuss in the Washington Grizz.
He was like, that's like his thing was like, it's so many more important issues in Native American like culture and stuff that this is not a big issue to them. But he was also trying to make it seem like because it's not a big issue, they all agree that it's okay. And that ain't true either.
No. Now, B. Cole, is it a large Native American population out there in Minnesota?
Very large, actually. Most of our streets and counties are named after African American tribes. I'm sorry, after Native American tribes. Yeah, they said no. They're boycotting every Vikings game.
Yeah.
Until the Redskins change their name.
Yeah.
And this ain't got shit to do with them. But this is just because they play in the NFC. They're like, we ain't coming to no games.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, that I was listening to that shit. My eyes was big as hell. I had Steve Harvey eyes. Like, it's like this dude. And then like, it was funny because like he kept cutting the white dudes off when they was trying to be nice. Like, well, you know, it's a pretty interesting topic and, it's very controversial. So, thank you for calling in, Mr. So-and-so, and we'll just get back to, well, no. Listen, we agree that we all vote and it is okay. So if you want to call us Redskins, that's fine. Well, you know, I wouldn't say that. I don't want to say that word. I just think they should change the name. No, it's not offensive. Okay. Well, we're going to get to the next caller here. We got running out up against the break. Listen, it's okay to call us that. I'm a redskin. I was like, this shit.
Please call me.
Yeah. I'm like, did a racist white dude call in and do a redskin, like a Native American voice to endorse the Redskins? Like, stop.
Dan Snyder got people calling in redskins everywhere.
Oh my God. What if Dan Snyder get, what if that's what he's doing? He's like, listen. I'll buy
paying staff members to do this shit, call it at random radio stations.
Yeah.
He got an office. He got about 30 phones set up in the office.
He find desperate Native Americans and then he pay them in vices and shit. Like, I give you all the smoke'em sticks you can take, okay, buddy? Be between me and you.
Let's be real, because the stadium is in Maryland and there's quite a bit of, because it's in Landover, Maryland. Quite a few of Native Americans stay over there, so it's quite possible.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it.
It's quite possible.
Dude, all the shit we read about him, I wouldn't put it past
Listen,
him.
Listen, Chief Hard Rock, no shoes running.
Yeah. Chief Running Shoes.
Chief Mikeson, man.
Yeah, I'll pay you in all the beads you can take. Sir, that's quite racist. Here's a blank check. Just please call the radio station and tell them I'm good. Bye.
Here's some silver. Here's some iron to put on the hoe.
Yeah. The tribal member Kenrick Escalante, whose organization, Quatson Media Inc. is raising $250,000 to build the, Quatson Memorial Skate Park, was invited to present the funding needs for the project, which seeks to help fight Native youth suicide. And we say, no, there are no questions about this. We will not align ourselves with an organization to simply become a statistic in their fight for name acceptance in Native communities. We're stronger than that, and we know bribe money when we see it. Good for y'all. Hey,
could they not take the money and still be like, but fuck y'all, though?
I mean,
because I'd be like,
you know, Dan Snyder did use that against him. Like, so I guess you don't care about these kids committing suicide enough to take my money, huh?
Like, I feel like me personally, I would be like, thank you for this check, you piece of shit motherfucker, you.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't, man, because I, like, my thing is I couldn't live with myself when motherfuckers call me out on it. Like, I know that sounds good in theory, where I would be like, I told them, fuck you. And they'd be like, yeah, that's a nice Rolls Royce you got, though. Oh, you like this? Yeah, I just bought the straight cash.
Right. Yeah, he paid for this.
Yeah, this is money, man. Let's piss on the car together. No, nobody. Anyway.
But you can even kid if you want.
I'm supposed to go get some prostitutes tonight that he's paying for. So, you know, spending his money one day at a time like Brewster's Millions.
Yep, about to go get this big house next.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, what? I don't... Get that money, man. Kobe would tell him to get the money.
Eric Holder, he would. You know he would. Eric Holder favors the Redskins changing their name. No, the U.S. Attorney General and the president is like, change the name. Change the name, dog. Change
and
the name.
Eric Holder ain't shit. He's always trying to come for some racial aspect of everything. If he says this is fucked up, just do it. You just, lost, bro. Just do it.
Yeah, they keep talking about Luther the Anger Translator on the Key and Field. That's Eric Holder already. Yeah.
You know,
he be showing up like, this is how me and Obama really feel about this shit.
Dan would be okay if he wouldn't bring attention to it every letter he write out monthly. You know, every if he stopped talking about it, he kept bringing attention to it years ago when it wasn't on that many people's mind.
Mm-hmm.
Just walk away, Dan. Just walk away.
Floyd Mayweather apologized to Ronda Rousey because he said he didn't know who she was and proceeded to talk about how he would beat her up, even though he has domestic violence in his past.
Did he know it was a woman at the time?
Yeah, he knew she was a woman. But now that she won an ESPY, he said, I wish her congratulations because I didn't know who she was the other day. I apologize because I didn't know. I'm used to watching football and basketball, not really into boxing like that. When they tell,
is this a boxer?
He said boxing, dog. Floyd fucking Mayweather Jr. apparently isn't in the, he's not in the boxing guys.
He's a woman beater, man. You got support in this woman beater, man. He's going down. This woman beater, man. He's going down.
Yeah, dog. Remember that? That
doesn't
was so
watch
good.
Boxing. He's going down. This woman beater, man.
When they tell me, Floyd, you need to check out a fighter, you need to scout a fighter, I'll say, well, let me see him. We need to sign him. Mayweather added that he and his promotion company are still interested in branching into MMA fighters. So, of course, Mayweather Promotions, we are the past, present, and future of sports entertainment. And yes, we will get involved with other contact sports in the future.
You got to beat her first, man, before you sign her? You got to beat her first, Floyd, you woman beater?
God, Floyd.
Remember, Floyd was the one who told T.I. to control his bitch. So there's that. Right.
He's a huge misogynist. I saw this article this morning that was like, this is what you won't read in any place that covers boxing. Floyd Mayweather's a huge misogynist. And I was like, isn't that actually kind of sad that it took this long for this piece to be written? Because I've been saying it for a while. Like,
that's why him and Bron are cool.
Yeah, I just figure everybody just knew it and don't care. I don't expect anyone to read that article and be like, word. Like, I think everybody reads it and goes, oh yeah, I knew that. I just like to watch him fight, man. Like, I don't care that he beats women.
Till he lose. I mean, he the best thing going in boxing.
Derek Jeter is a phony. Adam Wainwright had to apologize because he, said during the interview with Aaron Andrews that he threw that nigga a pitch so he could hit it. Like how Brett Favre let Michael Strahan sack him. Let me see if I can play the audio.
Adam Wainwright is watching this video with me right now going, oh, come on, 94, 87, that's ridiculous. The comments you made to the reporters after you pitched, what was that all about?
You know what, sometimes my humor goes... it's taken the wrong way. I feel terrible about this. If anyone's taken any credit away from what Derek Jeter has done today or off me or anything, I mean, it was missaid. I made a mistake about that. I hope people realize I'm not intentionally giving up hits out there. I know this game means something, and I'm guessing people will think I'm trying to give up home runs to Miguel Cabrera too next. So, no, I mean, I'm very competitive, and I think I said yesterday I did not want Derek Jeter to get a hit. I think I said it today even before I pitched. So I don't know. I just it's a distraction, and I do not want to be a distraction. I wanted it to be all for Derek, and so if anything is taken away from his moment, then I sincerely apologize. But that at no point in my career have I ever gone out and intentionally given up hits.
Well, we appreciate you clearing that up. Don't you love social media?
No, I don't love social media.
Joe, you
baseball's so boring, they can interview you during the game. They didn't even stop or have the announcers like break in and be like, oh, so-and-so got a hit.
During the change of the inning, they didn't wait for that or anything.
Yeah, goddamn. Anyway, Derek Jeter is getting by on being a phony, man.
It's not him getting by.
Dude's just letting the dude get hits and shit just because he's cool and likes to have sex with a lot of hot women.
Well, this is this is Major League Baseball. This is what they do, especially when you're a prestigious or good player. They give you go on this farewell tour, right? Mm-hmm. And basically, you're supposed to pitch or feel lightly for that player for that year to pad his stats so he can go out on top and be a first ballot Hall of Famer. They did it to many, many different players. Ken Griffey Jr., Barry Bonds, Mark McGuire, until they found out the niggas was juicing. But they did it to all of them. And it's kind of ridiculous because it's like nobody gives a shit. Derek Jeter was an asshole. He was an asshole for years. Nobody wants to see this nigga at all.
Jeter was no asshole, man.
Okay. All
right.
As only a hurt woman is probably saying that. None of the fellas in the locker room are saying that. Only the women who maybe he didn't give a gift basket to. Like, where's my basket?
Well, maybe it's just because I don't like the Yankees.
Because you said he's an asshole. It's not Jeter. A-Rod, maybe. People don't like A-Rod.
He was petty to A-Rod when A-Rod got there.
He tried to take his spot. The whole state
of Texas over.
But so. I mean, what was he supposed to do? Not go play for the Yankees? And at the time, he was better than Jeter.
That's true.
It made sense to take his spot.
He was better because he was juicing.
He should have just moved out the way and let it happen. Anyway, class act. Speaking of class acts, apparently some shitty radio host called Aaron Andrews a gutless bitch on the radio.
Damn.
Yo, man, this is why I hate sports radio part of it. Like, the racism, the misogyny, the fucking ass-kissing of a certain demographic of, like, 50-year-old white dudes who are not happy at their jobs. It's too much, man.
He's taking any credit away from what Derek Jeter has done today or off me or anything. I mean, it was missaid. I made a mistake about that. I hope people realize I'm not intentionally giving up hits out there. I know this game means something, and I'm guessing people will think I'm trying to give up home runs to Miguel Cabrera too next. So, no, I mean, I'm very competitive, and I think I said yesterday I did not want Derek Jeter to get a hit. I think I said it today even before I pitched. So, I don't know. It's a distraction, and I do not want to be a distraction. I wanted it to be all for Derek. So, if anything is taken away from his moment, then I sincerely apologize. But that, at no point in my career have I ever gone out intentionally giving up hits.
Well, we appreciate you clearing that up. Don't you love social media?
No, I don't love social media.
What a bitch. Seriously. I hate her. What a gutless bitch. Seriously, go away. Drop dead. I mean, seriously, what the hell is wrong with her? First of all, follow up. Secondly, the guy admitted he did it, and he admitted he told reporters that he threw a couple of pipe bombs.
Yeah.
Jeter, right? So how is that social media's fault? Seriously,
Don't you love social media?
I hate her. I seriously hate her so much.
Don't you love social media?
Yeah. Boy, who wants for social? If social, what is social media? Is the reason she has a big house? Right, shut up!
Like,
shut up! I should call her bitch. I'm sure she's a nice person, but she's
no. She's probably a
bitch. I friggin' hate her.
Well, next time you have the runs, don't forget probiotics.
Don't you love social? We're in this together, Adam. Don't you love social media? What? We're friends, right?
You love social media?
I'm not gonna follow up, Adam.
I got a follow up question for you, bubblehead. What does social media have to do with it? Honest to God, social media at times, I agree, you know, fans the flames. What does it have to do with this?
No, you said it to beat right.
You said it to a big group of reporters,
yeah, yes,
I believe.
Yeah.
It was like 20 reporters there.
Yeah.
And he said, I served them up a couple of pipe bombs.
No. No, that's
pipe bombs.
That's Afghanistan.
I don't believe that's what he did. Yeah.
And this bimbo says,
don't you love social media?
So you have to ask yourself.
I'm going
to
get in trouble for this.
You are? You're going to say something more?
Go ahead.
I love when cats realize that they fucked up live on the air. That is my favorite jam, dude. He was like, that dude who started it, he started looking down at his phone like, why is my shit blowing up? Uh-oh, I'm going to get in trouble. I just want to play that one part again where he's like, oh, I'm going to get in trouble for this. Because they started, they was yes ending it. Like, they were running with him.
Yes man in it.
Yeah, no.
That's what I was thinking. Nobody's going to correct that?
Yeah, like, it's.
Wait, until that one dude said, wait, let's not call her a bitch.
Yeah, that dude was like he must have saw his text pop up first. It was like, ooh, shit.
Yeah. So you have to ask yourself.
I'm going to get in trouble for this.
You are? Yeah. You're going to say something more? Go ahead. I'm going to stand back.
I'm not going to call her an a-hole.
I'm going to stand back.
I'm getting mad.
Are you?
God, that really does piss me off.
You have to ask yourself.
He was looking at his phone.
That looked like shit, dog.
He said, he tried to come back hard, though, because he was like, I'm going to get in trouble for this. But it makes me mad. Yeah, she's an a-hole. Good God. Oh, man. Oh, boy. Yeah, it just pisses me off so bad, guys. I'm so, that's the reason I stopped listening to sports radio, because it just became a contest of, who was the most angry white man today?
They said go to commercial. Don't go to commercial.
Yeah.
This might be my last show.
Please don't go to commercial, because I might not be here when you get back.
It was like 20 reporters there.
Yeah.
And he said, I served him up a couple of pipe bombs.
No. No, that's...
By Paul,
that's Afghanistan.
I don't believe that's what he did.
Yeah. And this bitch.
He said, I served him up a couple of pipe bombs. This is in Boston, by the way, guys.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah. Just.
Oh, my God.
As a side note, Boston radio.
By Paul, that's Afghanistan.
I don't believe that's what he did.
Yeah. And this bimbo says,
don't you love social media?
So you have to ask.
What? This is such bad radio, by the way. They're not even adding anything to it. They just keep repeating what happened.
They're trying to backpedal by repeating the sentence, but omitting certain words they just said.
Yeah, they're not bringing up bitch, but they coming up with every word except gutless bitch now. And this bimbo, this ditz. I want to hear him say he's going to get in trouble one more time before we move on. Hold on.
Oh, sis.
Don't you love social media?
So you have to ask yourself.
I'm going to get in trouble for this.
You are? You're gonna say something more? Go ahead.
I'm not going to call her an a-hole.
I'm going to stand back.
I'm
getting mad.
Are you?
God, that really does piss me off.
You have to ask yourself, do you believe what he said in the heat of the moment that he served up a...
What'd you say?
He's mad he can't call a bitch now. That's what he
really
meant.
You know, you got that text that said, what the fuck? He just got WTF from the station manager and was like, I'm in trouble.
No, that program director walked in the room and was like, nope. You know the FCC will be all in our ass in about 22 seconds, right?
Yep. Oh, man.
That probably was his wife. That's really who it was. His wife was like, she's a bitch.
Gutless bitch, because she asked a question you didn't like. He wouldn't have done that shit if it was a dude, so it's not even that type of bitch. I already know, and I know sometimes in, hip-hop culture and, black culture and shit, people would be like, oh, so-and-so is a bitch, and they mean it like, oh, you know, they're soft, and there's all kinds of issues around that kind of language anyway, but he didn't even mean it that way. He can't even hide behind her, I would have called Craig Sega a bitch. I don't care. He clearly said that because she was a woman, and then dude hit her with that bimbo. That misogyny was so good.
They tried to backpedal like shit, and it was hilarious.
Yeah, and the worst part is it wasn't even funny. Cause I'm the kind of person that if something funny, I'll be like, well, at least they was trying. At least it was funny. It's fucked up, but it was funny. This shit was just them being misogynistic and circle jerking each other.
Boys club.
Yeah. I'm surprised they could, man. I'm glad it wasn't serious. You know, they would have got to that C word on there real quick. Real quick. They were like, yeah, I think she just needs to be raped. What about you, man? Oh, man, yeah, she's a cunt from way back. Fuck her. I think she should die. Yeah, man, she should die. Also, think her children should be killed, too. They can kill her children. Oh, yeah, really? Well, I will go so far as to say her mother needs to be drawn and quartered. Her mother needs to be drawn and quartered for this asking this question. Oh, is that what you think? Well, I will take it even further and say that her children's children all need to be on To Catch a Predator. So I'll, you know, as debate. Sports writer, speaking of classy, sports writer forgives Lynn Bias for dying, finally.
Wait, what?
Why was he mad? What did Lynn Bias ever do to him?
The Washington Post's John Feinstein wrote an article where he said Lynn Bias, he had an argument that Lynn Bias does not deserve induction into the University of Maryland Athletics Hall of Fame because he died from cocaine overdose. There is also a character clause attached to the Maryland Hall of Fame. Apparently, the committee decided 28 years was enough time to either look the other way or believe that dying of cocaine overdose doesn't represent a major character flaw.
What about the supplier? Is he forgiving him?
Right.
Right.
Is that? Oh, he forgave him a long time ago. Oh, okay.
It gets weirder, though. Feinstein looks at Lynn Bias and still sees nothing but cocaine. He is magnanimous enough to suggest that we should give up our grudges against 22-year-old who died suddenly and accidentally in 1986. Unlike Rose, Pete Rose, I'm assuming, Bias should be forgiven. He was young and foolish and paid the most horrible price possible for his mistake. So,
man, just think, Michael Vick, you'll never live down his dogs. You'll never live it down, man. If they can't, they just not forgiving a dude that killed himself.
Yeah,
from an actual disease like from drug addiction.
Yeah,
he 49 years ago. 49 years ago, they said, "Okay, yeah. Now we forgive you, dog."
He accidentally overdosed, and they was like, "Yeah, dog, I don't forgive you." That was pretty fucked up. Pretty fucked up.
Those gutless bitches.
Aaron Andrews actually took Pam Oliver's spot and as the NFL sideline person.
They couldn't only have one?
I thought they used to both do it anyway.
Because aren't there multiple games going on Sundays?
She replaced Pam Oliver on Fox's number one NFL team. She's no longer Fox's top NFL sideline reporter, and after this coming football season, she will no longer be a sideline reporter at all. She confirms in News and Sports Illustrated on Sunday night that she will move to the network's number two team for her 20th NFL broadcasting season. Aaron Andrews has been elevated to number one, joining the team of Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. Oliver's last season working as a reporter on the NFL will be spent with the number two team with Kevin Burkhardt and John Lynch. After a painful couple of months, Oliver said the disappointment of the news has subsided and that she has accepted her new professional reality. But it was a shock last April when Fox executives traveled to Atlanta, where she is based, to tell her in person she would no longer hold the job that has been a professional life for two decades. Oliver says that while she respected Fox's sports president Eric Shanks and executive vice president of production John Entz delivering the news in person, she was stunned that they initially informed her that not only was she being removed, but also she has been taken off the NFL sidelines completely in 2014.
She has enough credentials and experience. She should be in a booth somewhere, like commenting on the game. Like, why is she 20 years a sideline reporter?
These side chicks, man. It's a shelf life on all of them.
Damn it, man. That's not even. I don't like this. Because it makes me think now that they don't have any women in the booth. And she clearly has the credentials of reporting on football games to have the knowledge of the game to be like, she should be in the booth.
To go from the lead crew to no crew was a little shocking. I said I wanted to do a 20th year on the sidelines, especially when I was not done. So I had something to offer. Again, I think it was predetermined coming in, not at that meeting, but 2 years ago it was determined that no matter what I did or did not do, a change would be made this year. Well, Aaron Andrews is attractive and up and coming, but honestly, man, I hate to say it, but I blame black people for this.
Yep,
black Twitter especially. Yep. And they talked about that woman's hair bad for like at least a good five seasons. Fox seen that and was like, all right, gotta go.
Yep.
She did not have her ass like Pam.
The number one thing trending was that she had fucked up hair every day. Motherfuckers is going in on it, and now they're going to call that schism on this move. Nope. You was part of the problem. You can't even feel bad. I feel bad for her, but I don't feel bad for people talking about some, just the problem with the racism and black women can't. Nope. Motherfuckers was all up in her grits.
Yep, always joking the weed.
Yep. Every Sunday morning while we was doing our show, I would come on to Twitter right before the kickoff, and it would be Pam's weave all day long.
You won't get to see that thickness anymore, son. You got to catch the
last year. This will be the last year, dog.
That's the thing. She's demoted to number two team, so we might not even see her because it's regional coverage.
Oh shit! Yeah, she had to be doing your local game,
right?
To catch her. Damn.
That's what number two means. So we're basically going to see Pam Oliver all the time, you know, those big games they have on Fox and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You're going to see Pam Oliver is going to be like maybe on like, I don't know, Fox Detroit,
right?
Or, you know, Fox Philly, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
We're not going to see her no more.
She was so thick too, man.
I know.
I really hate to see her go,
it
man.
She was bootylicious.
She was. I was like, look at her.
You got to go back to early episodes. We showed y'all pictures of that booty too.
Yeah, we normally don't get thick black women doing nothing in America that white people watch. I was like, dude, I felt like we were sneaking in the back door, dog. I was like, oh shit.
And she actually knew what she was talking about. Like, no disrespect, but she knew what she was talking about.
Right.
And you had eye candy to look at.
And I just don't think sideline reporting is that big a deal anyway. So at least let me be like, look at her. And rather than, but then niggas start killing her weave so bad. I was, you know, I didn't want to be picked on Twitter, so I didn't ever defend it. But I wanted to be like, you don't fuck the weave, guys. Okay. Let it go. It'll be fine.
Like both the old ass Pams are fine. Pam Oliver.
Yep.
And Pam Grier.
I ain't never seen Beyonce's real hair and she fine. Like why when did we start getting in on weaves like
Beyonce
this?
Beyonce got hair?
Right. Beyonce could be bald headed. None of us know.
I wouldn't know.
None of us know. So yeah, they took off, man. So we'll see. I wonder what'll happen after this. You know, maybe it's also that she got older and it was Aaron Andrews' time, quote unquote. Because you know, white dudes love Aaron Andrews.
I will say this: I am glad that they still offer the job to another woman to keep women with some job in the sports. However,
somebody should move into that booth role. Though. You're correct.
It needs to be in the booth.
And they're starting it on college level. So hopefully they can get that in the NFL. Go ahead, Biko.
They said Pam that was going to do something like. Similar to like Stuart Scott, where she just does like specific interviews and, you know, those big pieces that they do on like a special player, like, you know, some dude who, came over adversity and made it to the league or whatever. Like one of her big stories is for next year is the deaf running back.
Okay.
I think she was already somewhat doing it and still doing sideline reporting though.
She was?
Like, yeah.
Okay.
But the thing is,
there's like a 30-minute special she's going to do on the deaf running back dude.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? As long as she's around, I'll be fine, man. But yeah, it sucks.
But it doesn't sound like something she wants to do.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, that always sucks when someone takes the job that you actually enjoy.
Yeah. Speaking of taking something people actually enjoy, the Pouncey Twins got accused of beating this nigga up at a club. The Pouncey Twins who hang out with Heron Hernandez. I just got jumped by four. By the way, this shit that this Twitter shit that people do where you get beat up and immediately go tell the world. I don't know what's going on with people. I'll tell y'all this much.
The neighborhood you grew up in, man.
Yeah, like if I get like jumped somewhere, I don't think I'm tweeting the evidence to nobody. You know what I mean? And it gets worse. But like I just can't see myself being like, yeah, dog, I got beat up. Holler at your boy, y'all throw some prayers up. I don't even know what you say for that.
New millennial niggas. I mean, they always tell them when they get their ass whooped. That used to be an L back in the day.
It used to just be you got your ass whooped and the people that saw it was a special treat for them.
Yep.
I just got jumped by four bouncers and the Pouncey Twins at Cameo. At Cameo, I'm going to Cameo. There's a club called Cameo. Damn, we old. Word up. You got beat up at the Cameo? I mean, he was like, ow, my face. I'm going to press charges. My face is swollen. This shit is not over. I'm fucking 5'6". Both of these guys play for the fucking NFL. Now, that immediately lets you know he deserved to get his ass whooped. Right. Hate to be that guy, but I guarantee they said something that challenges Napoleon Complex. And then he was like, oh, really, nigga? I will fuck you. I don't care if y'all niggas is big. Till he was getting his ass whooped.
Y'all niggas ain't even that good.
Yeah. Y'all niggas helped kill that dude. Here's my favorite part of the new generation. This is how you know we are officially old. This nigga made an Instagram video of himself crying after getting his ass whooped.
Two of them. They like kept dragging me. They like dragged me. I just remember I kept getting in my head and like in my face. You know, I'm not even big. It did not take four of them to do that. So they drove me to the back and told me to leave, or I was going to go to jail.
He crying for real, y'all. The tears were coming down his face for real, dog. What happened to Shane, dog? What happened to taking an ass whipping and walking away?
And not letting nobody except for the people that seen it say anything about it.
Yeah, maybe you file a police report on the low.
No,
maybe
help. No.
I wouldn't possibly, like, I probably wouldn't, which is unfortunate because you really should file a police report if somebody does something illegal like that to you. But maybe you file a police report.
It just depends on my part. And
yeah, if you didn't do anything wrong, you know what I mean? Assuming you're in the right.
Yep.
But if you take an ass whooping, you fight the fair one and then get your ass whooped by a nigga that was with some crew, with his crew. You just go home. His face don't even look that bad. Nobody would know. Put some ice on your face. Nobody would know you got beat up in the morning.
But you know why, too, Rod? It's because most dudes, you was taught men really ought to protect her.
Yeah.
And what woman thinks you're going to protect her when you crying on camera like that? Yeah. The fact getting beat. Those poor dudes, they didn't have to do me like that.
He really. And then this is the second video. What's the second one?
I guess it's just. Like, it was like four of them, and it was hitting me so hard, and I couldn't do nothing. Man, I can't believe that stuff like this actually happened to me. I didn't even do anything or say.
I'm not mature enough for this segment. I don't know how to handle this.
And he lying too, bruh. Man.
Bruh, he lying. Like, I just.
I don't know how to handle this.
Once he said, I didn't do anything. And four dudes just randomly jump me? Bro, you lying. Because four dudes don't show up to the club that have money and just be like, you know what? I want to beat some random dude up today.
Like, is this a hate crime or something? Like, is he... Like, I mean, why would... I don't
I
get
have
it.
No words. I have no words for the shit I just heard.
And you, plus you know nobody on the internet... Here's a reason you don't put it on the internet. No one on the internet has any fucking sympathy. Like, I just want to play this for 2 hours and laugh. Like, no part of me is like, yo, man, that's a traumatizing thing that happened to that dude, and they you know, they really shouldn't have did him like that. I'm just looking at this and just thinking to myself, like, they were hitting me so hard.
I want to see that and then see somebody splice in, whoa. or the crying man that's be like,
yeah.
Yeah,
from Intervention.
Yeah, like, I just.
Dog, listen to how you said they was hitting me so hard, though.
I guess it's just, like, it was like four of them. And it was. That was hitting me so hard, and I couldn't do nothing. Man, I can't believe that stuff like this actually happened to me. I didn't even do anything or say.
He can't even make sense. His words.
Whew, I'm trying not to go in, man.
Whoa.
He hit me so hard.
I love it. Who was that dude that even says it?
What?
On that video, on that Vine video. They splice it in.
I don't know.
I need to take a 20-second timeout on this shit.
Bullshit. Whoa.
What the fuck?
They was hitting me so hard.
Because it's a singer. You know
it
what I'm
saying? It was forward and they didn't do me like that.
Oh my God. Like, the thing is, he was dead serious.
Dude, you can't so put upset. This. You just can't put this on the internet, dog.
Four of them, they like kept dragging me. They like dragged me. I just remember I kept getting in my head. And like in my face. You know. I'm not even big. It did not take four.
Yo, that picture you got it paused on right there?
I can't.
You need to screenshot that picture.
He said, I'm not even big. It was hitting me so hard.
What was his friends at?
Oh, my God.
And he edited this, too. Like, this isn't... Like, he took the time. Like, this is not a mistake where he just said, oh, I shouldn't have recorded that 15-second video. He sliced out all the ums, the shit that he didn't want in there, and went straight to the, like, I'm gonna cry on camera because they will be me. Man, listen. I'm moving on, dog.
He did it twice,
though, bruh.
Let
me just walk away from the patriarchy because.
It looked like he had an.
Oh, damn.
Police report up under it.
Say what?
It looked like he had the police report up under it, the picture.
Yeah, it did. I'm not. Oh, you want me to read it? You want me to read it? Hold on.
What does it?
I'll go back. Hold on.
The police report just basically said they whipped this nigga's ass.
Yeah. What is that to say? And like, how you gonna cop pleas for? Oh, I'm short. Look what they supposed to not whoop your ass then? Like, what did you? God. I just keep we. You know, I'm victim blaming, man.
You don't gotta read it.
I'm victim blaming. Now I'm like, what did you do? And I don't even know that he did anything. And it is the Pouncey twins, and them niggas is crazy.
He lying, man. Something else occurred. I'm not saying it's worth ass for a dude beating his ass, but I'm saying something else occurred more than he did nothing.
Well, it is the Pouncey twins, and them niggas did hang out with. They was like free Aaron Hernandez. Remember that? When they had them shirts and shit, the hats?
They probably had them on that night.
They not all there, man. He advised me that while inside Cameo Club, between the listed times, an unknown male was trying to leave the club. When he pushed victim one and victim two out of the way, the victim state that suspect one then proceeded to punch victim one in the head and victim two in the head, causing a large welt, bruising to both victim one and victim two, and then suspect one left the area. So, sound like they just...
It sound like one dude whooped everybody.
Yeah, it don't sound like four people.
I thought it was four people.
He caught that four times. He caught that ass whooped to the fourth power. He said, that would hit me so hard.
That one punch felt like four people.
I'm not even big, y'all. It would just hit me so hard.
It felt like four people whooping his ass. He beat up them and his
they
friend.
Like come drag me. They like join me. I just remember I kept getting in my head and like in my face. You know, I'm not even big. And then I take four of them to do that. So they joined me to the back and told me to leave or I was going to go to jail.
Nah, he looked like Will I Am a little bit.
Yeah, he did edit that.
Yeah, he edited it, dog. I'm done, man. This the new millennial generation shit, dog. Take your ass whooping and just go the fuck home. You took a L that night. At least you alive. You ain't have to go to the hospital.
That's a fisher daddy.
Yeah, dog. You
by one fist. He beat both of y'all.
This nigga.
That one punch whooped both of y'all ass.
Dog, what? I can't even imagine. I mean, if I took that ass whooping and I couldn't talk about it without crying, I can't even imagine telling a friend. You know what I mean? Like, not the whole internet.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine telling you if I couldn't talk about it without crying. Be like, yeah, man, I was at the basketball court the other day, man. Niggas was beating me up. Man. I was crying. They were hitting me so hard, Justin. They was hitting me so hard.
I just imagine Turquoise rubbing my head, being like, it's okay, baby. And I'd be like, don't bring this shit up again. I don't want to talk about it.
I couldn't even tell my wife if I can't talk about it without crying, dog. I got to get to a point where I can't cry. I need to get to a point where I can talk about it and not cry before I can even tell one person. This nigga ran straight to Instagram like, hold on, let me get my lighting right. Okay, I'm going to have to edit that out. 15 minute mark. Okay, cool. Let's do this.
He didn't even call the police yet.
Right. He's like, all right, here we go.
So let's be clear on the time frame here, my nigga. Like, he got his ass whooped, went to the police station, probably waited 2 to 3 hours to file a police report, mm-hmm. went home and still put this shit on Instagram. Nigga, stop. Like, don't do that.
Don't forget the step of editing it, because editing video is actually kind of hard. So he had to sit up there and be like, all right, I need to trim this down to 15 seconds.
The lighting right. He had to get the lighting right.
Like, he's like, Instagram only gives you 15 seconds. Let me trim this down. I was going to put it on Vine, but it's too long. Let me just, okay, I can make two videos out of it if I trim it down. Okay, and then put this up. God. Oh, take two. I wasn't crying good enough. I wasn't crying right.
Tears.
here we go. All right. And scene.
I'm not even that big.
I ain't that hit me so hard.
I'm a shower, not a grower.
Man, his voice cracked on that hard, dude. It was pretty good. It was pretty good. I'm not playing it again just so I don't become the dick.
The way he presents himself, it presents like he was at a gay club. But then what are the Pouncey twins doing at a gay club?
Yeah, I gotta play it again.
I guess it's just like it was like four of them, and it was hitting me so hard.
That shirt was like a towel.
Every time.
still funny.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
They should have said no. He should have said no homo after that. A pause. First, you gotta penetrate the D.
Oh my god.
Real tears, dog. This shit is fucking funny.
I'm gonna feel so bad next week if it's like, yo, it was a hate crime. That dude is gay or something. I'm gonna be like, damn, dog, that's fucked up. They should go to jail. But
I won't, because this nigga put it on the internet.
Why would you do that?
He put it there for us.
I blame Drake, dog.
He put it there for you and me to use.
I blame Drake, man. You cannot run to the internet. Like, you didn't learn nothing from Mark Lamont Hill? Right. Stop running to the internet. It's not your friend. It's never, there's nothing you, if Karen left me, as much as people love the show and love us, if Karen, like, left me tomorrow, and I was on Twitter crying, I would be roasted by 10 minutes after I said that. 10 minutes after I uploaded it, it would be more people that don't even fucking know me, like, this nigga ain't crying about his wife. It would be more people. That's how fast it spreads. And I have a pretty good network of cool people surrounding me. And it was still within 10 minutes, my phone would be exploding with just, look at this bitch ass nigga. Why would you do this?
Yeah, get a few. Oh, and the thing is, Ron,
you have the right to cry because you've been married to Karen for what, 13 years or shit?
Yeah. And nobody.
You have a legitimate way to cry.
And nobody would care. They would be like, this nigga crying. Hashtag, you know, this nigga crying.
Hashtag, get over it. Yeah. Hashtag, she mine now.
I'll be on Tosh.0 in a week. Like, yeah, it was gonna give you a do-over for that time you was crying like a bitch. Dude, I don't know why these dudes keep doing it, man. I hope he's making it up, man. Like, I hope he's just lying. I hope he really didn't even get beat up, man. And he just, cause this is crazy.
Rod, you see me go through some shit, and I just tweet through it. I don't put it on Instagram.
I just tweet through that shit. Dude, I remember when Karen was getting surgery, and, like, I had to go out to the car for a second. I shed a couple tears in the car. You know, it was an emotional time. At no point did I think, let me do a little selfie, post this shit up. People need to know how I'm feeling right now on Instagram. And then I'm going to put it on Twitter, like, so they can see. I'm going to put it on my Facebook, and just cry in the car. They can see me crying. Then they gonna spread. It'll go viral. Like, is that what you're thinking? Are you like, oh, I'm gonna get so many likes on this crying? Cause it ain't gonna happen. It's gonna be likes, but it's gonna be likes with quotes around it. Like, oh, this nigga crying. It won't even matter what you crying about. Hey, my mama just died, man. It's just so sad. Yo, this nigga crying within 5 minutes. Oh my god, I can't believe that dude.
My mama died too. You don't see me crying on TV.
My grandmother died last year and it was sad, and I didn't put that shit on Instagram because they would have been like, this nigga crying.
Right. It's just, it sucks. It shouldn't be like that, but that's the world, dog. Like, even I looked at that and was trying to be mature and was like, nope. I'm out. As soon as he hit that, they was hitting me so hard. I was like, oh, and there you go. That's how it is.
They got to put some music to it. Once the music added to that.
Donald Sterling said, Adam Silver said that Donald Sterling might not be out by the season start.
Of course not.
Yeah.
We all said this was going to happen. So
everybody was like, that's a old rich white man. He going to fight this shit to the end. So
Don't he have like five different lawsuits against the NBA at one time? Like, it's not even just you kicked me out lawsuit.
Yeah, not surprised.
Well, he has, he has a total of 11 website or 11 lawsuits. He has five in the federal and six with the state of California.
Damn it.
It's going to be litigation for the next 10 years.
That lawyer getting paid. Well, Donald, you know, I had to charge an extra $100,000 for, man, it's taking a lot of time reading through all the legalities and the paperwork.
Yeah, he's a beast, man.
They said if he did all of the litigation, it would take them 10 years to sort out just the paperwork.
Shit.
So he's not going to be in litigation forever.
Yeah, we'll see you next year, man.
The team will be sold by then.
Yep, and that's going to be why they can't get no free agents.
Probably.
My man Doc Rivers said he be going into the meetings by himself. Like, he's like, everybody else coming there with their owner and the coach. He's like, I gotta go in there and be like, hey, shit. If you don't care about racism, I mean, it's good. Other than that, Kevin Durant signs a deal with sparkling water, sparkling ice, which is like some type of new drink that he's doing in the beverage industry. The reason this is a big deal is because it's his first endorsement that he got through Jay-Z and Rock and the Rock Nation.
I forgot he was signed with Jay-Z.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
So yep, that's a pretty big deal.
Are we gonna talk about that foot action and Skylar Diggins deal?
Say that again.
Are we gonna talk about how Jay-Z got Skylar Diggins that foot action deal too?
Oh yeah, Concrete City where streets are made of. I don't know what that shit means. I don't know what Alicia was talking about. But Kevin Durant getting that money. Jay-Z's a real MVP, sounds like. Aaron Hernandez will change jails. I think this is a good thing for him, man, because he needs to be closer to Boston. It can help him, like, have access to his lawyers and get out as soon as possible, man.
Free Aaron.
Yeah, no reason that man should be locked up, an innocent man just caught up on some circumstantial evidence. And I just hope he remembers that we were always on his side.
Because here's the thing. I don't know why they're keeping him if they haven't formally charged him with what they originally arrested him with, right?
Yeah.
Which is the murder of that other dude. Mm-hmm. And so are they just holding him till they get the evidence? Because I think that's illegal. Like, aren't you supposed to have the evidence and then charge him?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's why that's why he's going back to Boston. Because his lawyers are going to argue that they don't have the information. They don't have any. I mean, they have very, very circumstantial evidence at this point.
Yep.
They don't have a murder weapon.
They don't have witnesses.
Yeah, they have a text. The dude saved him in his phone as this nigga. So that's all they're going off of. And you can, who doesn't do that?
So. Dwight Howard tweeted out Free Palestine and immediately deleted it. He put, "Previous tweet was a mistake. I have never commented on international politics and never will."
You almost had it.
Yeah, what a cowardly thing to say. And never will. There's no situation that could happen with Dwight Howard where he will ever be like, "That's wrong."
Does he not realize? He had to realize for them teenage girls he was fucking with that screenshots happen in a matter of seconds.
Yo, this, like, they probably have an app that just screenshots everything famous people say.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just like, they just hoping you slip up one day and, like, send out your dick. Like, there we go, guys. I apologize if I offended anyone in my previous tweet. It was a mistake. With an exclamation point, Justin.
Right, but what did the first tweet say? I didn't do it.
It said, previous tweet was a mistake. I have never commented on international politics. Never will.
So you just did, though. How did you...
Yeah.
So what was...
How do you make that mistake?
Was he saying Free Popeyes?
I think he was saying... Free playing teams, and it got autocorrect.
Was he saying free porno?
Free plane tickets?
Did he realize that Twitter is an algorithm that saves your tweet forever, my dog? Like, forever.
Was he saying free perverts?
I think he said free penis teams, and he got caught up, man. He just got that autocorrect is a beast, man. Oh, man. Nigga Dwight.
Man, you can't.
You're so stupid.
He really can't help himself.
I'm so glad he never re-signed with the Lakers, man.
Yeah, man. I thought you were just bullshitting when you said that, but he's proving you right in hindsight, man. He's not worth all this.
He tweeted it, deleted it, and said, "Nah, bro, I ain't do that shit."
Yeah. He's like, you know I would never do that on purpose.
He could have just deleted it and waited till somebody brought it to his attention and then be like, it was an accident. Nah. That's why I deleted it.
Hey, that Free Palestine. First of all, I don't understand international politics. I've never understood exactly what's going on with the Gaza Strip, Israel, or who's right and wrong. And I'm not scared to say that because I'm staying out of it because I don't know. But let me tell you something, dog. That Free Palestine hashtag joint is popping and it's fucking people up. Even Rihanna, who tweeted it, refused to talk about it. Like, they was like, so what you mean by that? crickets. And she replies to everything. Like she'll yep. she'll call people out on every. She's like, talk to my people. I don't know.
She got that one girl fucked up after her prom, and she made that girl look like a bat. So come on, now. She ends up talking to everybody.
Dog, everybody's scared of that shit. They like
he out here tweeting.
They out here like these Jewish people run Hollywood, and my man Oldman was right. Okay, guys, we just trying to live. Just want this check.
Tweeting yep. random shit.
400,000 people have given up golf in the last calendar year.
There's no Tiger.
And there you go. That's that.
Right.
That's that story.
Tiger's shooting, a +7 at this point? He hurt. Yeah. Nobody tried to watch this shit.
I could read all this shit, or we could just go, Tiger Woods is not playing right now. The strangest moments from Donald Sterling's testimony, the first day. I would read all of them, but I'm just going to go with the first day. Donald said Shelly told him to keep a percentage of the team. I was going to sell it, but what she told me was erroneous. Donald Sterling getting upset saying, why is that so hard for you to understand? When explaining why he changed his mind on the Clippers sale.
Magic Johnson doesn't have to sell. Why did I have to sell?
Sterling heckles Shelly's lawyer, Burt Fields, when questioned. Burt Fields says $2 million instead of $2 billion. Donald Sterling says, oh, you're really terrific. Judge scolds Donald Sterling for making kind of entertaining comments. Sterling, what kind of question is that, Fields? What question? Sterling, I'm talking about your questions. I'm sure they'll improve. Sterling to Fields, are you trying to perpetrate a fraud on this court? Judge has to intervene and essentially tell Sterling to calm down. Sterling to Fields, be a man for God's sake. Be a man. What does that even mean? Donald Sterling to Burt Fields, I thought you were going to try to make me cry. Isn't that what you said in the paper? Donald Sterling to Burt Fields, who's 85 years old, I don't think you've been practicing very long. Sterling, is that the New York Times? Do you want me to comment on the New York Times? I don't agree with the New York Times. Your Honor, he keeps relying on media outlets. This is from NBC News. I don't rely on NBC News. Where'd you get that CNN? Do you rely on CNN for your information? Damn, Donald don't trust nobody. Sterling on the second doctor who examined him. He snuck into my tiny little den. Yes, he snuck into my tiny little den and sat next to me. Tell me where that's relevant and that you're not trying to be a smart ass. What a weird lawyer. What did you say your name was? He keeps asking Burtfield what his name is, even though he's familiar with Burtfields. My wife is beautiful, but she can't run anything. Sterling to his lawyer. You're just wrong, just as everything you said tonight today.
It's sad, man. He's wasting his time, court's time.
The judge said, how can he be wrong when he's asking questions? attorney, did you say you want personal vindication? He said, Sterling said, personal visitation? He tried to act like he didn't hear him, man. Oh, man. And he just said, he'll get $9 billion in his lawsuit against the NBA.
That's sad.
$9 billion?
$9 billion.
It's tripping.
Yeah. Two Miami linebackers got dismissed from the team for having sex with a physically helpless 17-year-old girl.
I thought they changed the culture down there.
Which we like to call, I believe that's a sexual assault and a crime.
Most people call it rape.
Jawan Blue and Alex, it's always funny when it's like college, like when it's like athletes and people that, you know, like famous people and shit, it's always like, she was a physically helpless 17-year-old girl. The very, you know, one of those situations that can be confusing for guys. Like, no, it's not. It's pretty much rape, dog. You shouldn't do that.
That girl got raped. Did she say yes?
Right.
No. Even if she said yes, she's 17.
Don't matter how good you throw a football. It's pretty much always rape. Like, motherfuckers be coming up with that terminology, dog.
She allegedly says, yeah, I put my hand somewhere where it shouldn't have been.
Your Honor, I saw here on the charges it says sexual assault, but my client runs a 4.240. So if we could just change the language of that to physically helpless, thank you. Physically helpless sounds like you can't get something off the top shelf, or You know what I mean? Like, you had the flu.
Mentally helpless makes it sound worse, though. Like, she's just laid out or, like, not in the mental capacity to answer a question.
Right.
No. That sounds y'all, so bad.
Y'all niggas are some rapers. You can't be doing that.
Send them niggas to the wall.
Right. Get them niggas up out of here.
I've never gotten what's so thrilling about taking something, not just, well, just taking something that blows someone up, you know, but you especially know, sex.
Well, you know what it is? It's like when they say it's about power and people don't want to believe them. I think this kind of shit where you drug somebody and shit is the ultimate form of, it's just about the power. Cause it's, at that point, it can't even be good sex. You know, like, it's not about sex or attractiveness or any of that shit. It's just, look what I took from you.
Are they confusing the type of screams? Because they're not screams of pleasure.
Right. This is I don't, well, I mean, when they're passed out like that, she's probably not even in the right mind to scream. Like, it's just them taking, assaulting somebody. It's nothing like, there's no, like, sex as we know it in our mind. It can't, it's not what these people are into. So it's right, even sounds, hard for us to relate, you know?
That sounds like too close to necrophilia.
Yeah. like something has to be wrong with you to be like, this is the thing I'm into. Yeah. And, Miami dismissed them niggas right away. Thank goodness. Both players admitted to buying drinks from the, for the accuser, who's 17, by the way. They're 20, by the way. They're not 21. Bringing her back to the dorm room in the early morning hours and repeatedly performing sex acts, including intercourse, without her consent while she was intoxicated and physically helpless to resist.
I mean, damn, repeatedly? That means they were really getting off.
And whenever this kind of shit happens, I hate to be that guy, but I always have to wonder, how many people did they do it to? Like, I think a lot of times people always just, you know, it's like, oh, this person said something, so they got caught. Like, a lot of times I think this shit happens on a routine basis, and it's just one time somebody was brave enough or had the courage to speak out or had the evidence.
This gutless bitch. These bimbos.
These bimbos, like they would say on the white radio. And, yeah. And now these dudes are going to jail. They're being held on $10,000 bond.
That's all?
I know, man.
Listen, we out here raping people.
Right.
I'm gonna need for your shit to be the same as murder.
Right.
Or any other.
You can come up, basically, if you can come up with $1,000, you can get back out free.
Right. They, no, these dudes are dangerous. Like, it's.
Yeah.
One of them's charged with a stolen or forged driver's license. No attorney was listed for either man. Blake James, the Miami Athletic Director, came out and said he permanently dismissed Juwan Blue and Alexander Figueroa. From the UM football team. The university has also suspended students from school and barred them from all campus facilities. While the university conducts an internal investigation, continues to cooperate with law enforcement, any allegation of sexual assault is extremely serious, and the university will not tolerate conduct that threatens the sanctity and safety of our students and our campus. We hold all students, especially student athletes, to the highest standard of moral conduct. So,
and you know, normally you want to say innocent until proven guilty. However, I think they know what they was dealing with these two dudes. They tired of it. You know what I mean? Like you said, you know this is not the first time.
You know what my problem with this is? And I didn't even look at the comments because I don't want to be that upset. But you already know people are making excuses like, well, what was she doing drinking? She's 17. Why was she even in their room? You know that they're just being like, it's her fault. Dudes are supposed to rape you. So, yeah, I'm... Like, I just saw that shit and was just like, motherfucker. I'm like, yep, go to jail, go directly to jail, do not pass go, do not collect $200. Yep. Goodbye.
They putting them immediately out of school.
Fugitive was arrested after making a dumb Redskins joke in the paper.
How does he get to make it in a paper?
Here's a tip for anyone who's currently a fugitive. Do not let a newspaper put your picture and full name in print. Even if it is in service of crapping on the Washington Redskins racist name. That's exactly what happened to Jake Close, whom our pal Jim Romesco has helpfully pointed out in the image above. Close was recently asked for his opinion on the Redskins controversy by the Press Enterprise, and he gave the paper permission to include his burn on the Redskins along with his face and name in the paper's Your Opinion section. Unfortunately, a Bloomsburg campus police officer recognized Close, who was wanted for jumping his bail in the DUI case, and tracked him down. According to he was arrested at the student rec center. Honestly, anyone still making the they should change the mascot to a potato joke should be arrested anyway.
What the hell did he do? He looked real young to be a fugitive.
DUI. That's what he said. Jump bail on DUI.
It sounds like the dude in Minnesota who broke out of prison and went back because it was too cold. He's like, nope, fuck this. Yeah. It's too cold.
Like, how the hell were you free in the first place? He's a dumber, criminal than Ghost from Power. Jim Brown, 1964 ring was stolen. Speaking of dumb criminals, don't let this nigga catch you with that ring. If I stole something from Jim Brown by accident, I would bring it back and apologize.
Don't let any of his old man friends catch you either.
Hell yeah. I think Al Collins won't pop out of somewhere and hem your ass up.
Any of them dudes from Original Gangsters, any of them.
Yeah. Richard Roundtree and shit.
Yeah. You got Richard Roundtree.
Drop the ring, sucker!
Richard Roundtree will fuck you up.
Oh shit! Yeah, you
that
know,
look like my homeboy Jim Brown's ring. Say jive, turkey. Who ring is that you got on, cat?
Oh shit! Hey, you know when Jim Brown hits you up? When his friends hit you up, you could tell because the bass line start playing before they show up. Let me find my, yeah, you should be like, man, what is that, man? You hear that, Justin?
What? What the fuck? What's going on in hell?
Hold on, oh shit, dog, the ring, the ring! Put the ring up, man! Flush it down the toilet!
Man, we got to go. Jumping out windows.
Hold on, you suckers!
Everybody get out of 67 Cadillac with a diamond in the back.
You be trying to pawn the ring and shit. Like, yeah, man, we need to, how much can I get for this Super Bowl ring? Look, man, just, you ain't seen me, man. You got to exit out the back. Hold on,
young brother.
Lou Gossett Jr., what are you doing in here? Get a goddamn ring back, boy.
That's square biz, man. Square biz.
You know, little young punks like you coming in here hawking stuff to the pawn shop is the problem with the black community. I'm about to put this foot sideways in your ass.
Need a translator to understand that you about to get your ass off.
I know. Now you're going to fight the fair with a what, sucker? Stick yourself.
Huh? What?
Stick myself. Stick myself with what, man?
What's a jive turkey? Is that salmonella poisoning?
You want to handle this like gentlemen, or we could get into some gangster shit. I think that's what I do. I turn around and be like, the ring chose me. Oh man,
the game is to be sold.
He says, it was stolen from me many years ago in the late 1960s. Damn, Jim don't snitch so hard. He ain't tell nobody in 2014. See, that's old school. If one of these new niggas got their ring stolen, they be on Instagram. They hit me so hard. They took the whole ring. It was everything. They took it off my hand. It was four of them. I'm only 5'6".
So this nigga didn't tell that somebody stole his ring for almost 50-something years?
Yes. Jim Brown ain't report this shit till 50 years later. Like, yeah, they got me.
Somebody asked him about, somebody finally was like, you got to produce the ring.
Dog, you know what this was. He been whooping niggas ass for 50 years and just gave up. Like, he been beating up. Hey, punk, like, and then the motherfuckers start running down, motherfuckers start running from him and shit, you know what I mean? like them old 70s movies. Hey, you, young blood, hold up. It's Jim Brown. You know, they had that one sound.
That's sad, man, that ring is gone. Like, whoever stole the ring was like, nope. I can't let anyone see this because it will get back to Jim. Right. Like, he has something he can never show. like I actually have this now.
I just keep imagining like young street toughs running full speed from Jim Brown as he like catches him, slams him up against a wall like Kojak, and he's like, "Where's my ring, sucker? Please, sweet baby Ray told me that he ain't have the ring. Who do you work for? I work for the man, the white man. He's got me on drugs." You know, that's the other thing they always do in the black exploitation films. Like, it start off kind of funny, then it get real, real serious for like 5 seconds.
It's like, serious and dark.
Yeah. What the hell is it? I ate my children for crack. Damn. Little niggas in the hood messing everything up.
Got these starving babies.
The man got us out here against each other. Damn. Baby, you trying to buy some of this pussy? She's a nun. She works at the church. But yeah, Josh Evans, the chairman of Leland's.com, responded to Brown's claims Tuesday, disputing that a stolen ring is being auctioned by his company. "We never sell anything that's been stolen or not authenticated." I believe them, because you wouldn't say that to Jim Brown if you did. If it is stolen, you like Jim Brown trying to take someone else's ring right now. That look like my ring. Jim, that's not your ring.
Look like mine.
Jim Brown rubbing his hands full of Bengay so he can go get that one last ass whooping.
Break it, hell, let me see it.
I feel like the case gonna be solved by him just like forgetting that it was in the different drawer.
If he tell you to bring it here so he can see it, get a closer look, do you actually take it to him, or do you be like, "Nah, I'm telling you, it's not yours."
Nah, man, I'm gonna take a picture and tweet it to you. I don't want you getting close to me, Jim.
Nah, bring it on over here.
Yeah, I don't own no damn cell phone. Yeah, I only use a rotary phone. You're the only dude with a rotary phone still.
Got that long ass cord to go from one end of the house to the other.
He got a Facebook page, but his great grandchildren.
Yeah, made it Facebook. It's unfortunate that Brown has gone in this direction, but it came from a family member who turned around and sold it. Man, you better get that ring back, dog. So it is his. Hey, man, we got it from your crackhead cousin. You should take it up with him. How you think I found out about you? You'll never see Leroy again. Evans also disputed Brown's claims in an interview with TMZ.com. Brown said he believed the police report was filed when it was discovered they had been stolen. Leland's.com had said the ring has actually been sold several times, and it was passed down from Brown to a family member. The ring is currently owned by Evans. His auction house first sold the ring to a bidder in 1998 before buying it back again. In the auction listing, Leland's.com claims that Brown vouched for its authenticity when the ring was auctioned 16 years ago, a notion Brown now disputes. Brown says he wants the ring back. "I'm going to definitively do whatever action is open to me, because my property was stolen and I haven't authenticated anything," Brown told the Pioneer Press. "It's my property, so Leland.com sale should be against the law."
Hey, you know what? He watched OJ and was like, "I can't go take it back myself." Right now. Otherwise, I firmly believe he would have the ring in his possession right now. Mm-hmm. If it went for OJ.
Yeah, he's giving my ring back, sucker. "My friends are calling me and thinking I sold the ring or something. Why would I sell my championship ring? You jive turkeys. Why would I?
That's, I arranged this meeting so we could get some things square."
Mm-hmm. You see, that's the problem with you young punks right now. They like to call you punks and shit too. And then they use niggas, but they only use niggas in the bad way. Like, they never, it's never like, "What's up, my niggas?" Like, that's the problem with you niggas today. Coming out here letting the man run all over us.
"Now you gonna give me my ring back, or do I have to take my gloves off?"
And then there's 17 minutes of a drum riff and electric guitar.
Yeah. And a really weird car chase that is very slow speed.
Snook it. Watch the dough.
Yeah. For nobody 17 in minutes. And, out. And then all of a sudden it ends with him beating some dude ass and getting his way back.
It's a super fly. It's always a woman in real dire need of help.
Right.
Jim, they stole your sister. You got to help the orphanage, baby.
And then somewhere in the middle of this, for whatever reason, Jim Brown has all the bitches.
Oh, yeah. He's going, at some point he is going to sleep with all the women.
for no reason.
Including the one that needed help. That's definitely her.
Now, right after you rub these knees, I'm going to get in that ass.
The Brooklyn Nets are about to pay a record. I think I already said this story. $90 million luxury tax. Did we talk about this already?
Yeah, you talked about that last week.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah. My favorite story of the week. We almost done. Shabazz Napier unfollows and deletes all his tweets to LeBron James.
Shit was so petty.
So petty. It's my favorite story of the week, dog. I read this shit. I said, damn, he mad. And they found a perfect picture to go with it, too. I'll put this picture in the chat, man. Oh, my God. He mad as shit. That picture is mad. Dog, there is nothing pettier than deleting all your tweets to somebody and unfollowing them.
That's a lot of effort.
Yes.
Wait, the funny part was the dude who, like, he, like, did this whole, like, play-by-play thing. So he said what he did was he had tweeted something, deleted it, then unfollowed, like, he unfavorited, like, five of LeBron's tweets. LeBron noticed this, unfollowed, like, three of his, deleted all his tweets even mentioning LeBron, and then unfriended him.
Damn. It's safe to say that LeBron James hasn't made many friends this year's rookie class. First, Joel Embiid blocked LeBron James on Twitter after his recruiting pitches went unanswered. Now Shabazz Napier is erasing anything related to James on his Twitter account. Napier addressed the Twitter drama via ESPN.com's James Hamm. The whole thing about that is I don't know how to work Twitter yet, and I'm not on my Twitter, so I don't know where that came from. I don't pay attention to it. It gets brought to me by family members, but I don't pay any attention to it. I just think it is how it is. Media wants something to bite on. You lying ass nigga.
Lying like a motherfucker.
You millennial ass lying nigga.
You 19, 20 years old. Y'all, you don't know how to work your Twitter?
Yeah, these kids were born with an iPhone in their hands. Talk about some damn, I don't know how to work it. You a goddamn lie. I bet if I check your DMs, you know how to work it. I guarantee that.
J.R. Smith know how to work Twitter, right. But you don't.
Hey, I know a one-year-old who knows how to operate an iPad. Stop playing with me.
J.R. Smith got a tutorial while high on how to operate Twitter, but you don't know how to work it.
The Twitter account for the Heat's latest edition is Shabazz Napier. His first follow after he attended the draft, after being drafted, was King James, says Ethan J. Skolznik. Over the weekend, James signed a two-year deal. Napier since unfollowed a four-time most valuable player, and he has deleted any tweets sent to him. So, yep.
I told you, he deleted all this nigga tweets.
Yep.
Bad.
LeBron James said, no way you take another PG in the lottery before Napier. And he also said, my favorite player in the draft on Twitter. So,
Pat Riley went off that to do his recruitment. Yep. Pat Riley used it to be like, well, this must be what LeBron wants. Let me go get it.
Dude, okay, Dan Gilbert. remember this moment.
We'll never do what a player wants to do. All of a sudden, now he taking LeBron probably like, I don't even
all
use
the way
my
back. He like Benzino with Althea. I'm going to go ahead and marry her, Sleaze. Think this the one. I known her for 48 hours, so. Oh, you fucked all my friends. Oh, okay. Well, you know what? Long as we got love, we could work this out.
We could keep communicating.
Yeah.
And you said I had a neck, so.
Yeah, you smashed the homies, but you did bring me that drink one time. That beer you poured into a cup.
Our first encounter was an argument.
No ice. Yeah, with no ice.
But that's how I know our first encounter with an argument means it's true love.
Mm-hmm. So, Nick Young, he back. Wait, didn't I have a song for this nigga? Wasn't it like Swagger Like Us? Yep. What's my Swaggy P music at?
Swaggy P.
Pretty sure. Yeah, here we go. Swagger Like Us. Swagger Like Us. Swagger Like P. So Swaggy P is back in the news. He said he would never do a reality show because he don't want to end up like Lamar Odom.
What's up, baby? What's up?
He was talking to our favorite people.
Shady as
TMZ. So we actually have video footage of it, so we could play the audio for you guys.
Shady as fuck.
Yo, what's good, Nick? How you doing? Nick, too. Iggy? Always a pleasure, you guys. Hey, so I don't know if you guys have heard, but the MLB's got their All-Star game coming up. It's going to be at Target Field. I know you guys' first day was at Target, right? You guys going to be stepping it up a notch and actually going to the game instead of the shop? Man, you guys need your own reality show. Straight up. Would you guys ever do something like that?
Nah, man. They end up bad, man. You seen how Lamar came and showed the club with Chloe at
He said, end up bad. You see Lamar can't even show up to the club with his old lady. Damn. Damn, Swaggy. You don't have to be this way.
That's so much truth in that statement. That was the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Swaggy also talked to Us Weekly about how Iggy got dissed by Nicki. He said, oh, I'm doing my Swaggy P voice. Oh man, you know what it is. Young told reporters at a party this weekend, I had to deal with the aftermath when she came home. When she got home and was going through her phone, hearing all the things, the people was talking trash about her, you know, I had to be there for her. But you know what? Iggy's doing big things and scaring a lot of people. She kind of brushed it off. She don't let it get to her. She number one right now, so what can you do when you are top right now? Of course, they will come at you. So, he even got his woman's back against Nicki Minaj. So, well, I mean, what is he supposed to say?
You saw that ass. You know what he gonna do?
The question is, what are you supposed to say? That's your woman. You can't be out here talking about, oh, Nicki got a point. I mean, he don't write a shit.
Yep.
Like, he don't get to be impartial.
They a couple.
And, of course, there's a video from 2K Sports. They were celebrating a birthday, and then Lance Stevenson came in and blew out the candles.
Yeah. Yeah. Three, two, one.
He blew out all of them but one, but then he pointed directly at the camera. That's pretty good, man. That's my new franchise star right there.
He's seen the memes. He know what it is.
Yeah. So yeah, I appreciate that. We got one more thing in the chat. What do you think will be treated worse by Twitter? Michael Sam does not make the Rams, or Michael Sam does make the Rams. Does not make the Rams will be treated worse, I believe. Because if he makes the Rams, expectations are for him to make the Rams. So I feel like even bigots are prepared for him to make the team. I think you're going to see more bullshit during, like, if he has a bad game, if he, like, gets trucked, or unfortunately, if he has a good game, you're going to see anything good that happens for him is really where you're going to see people lose their shit. Where it's going to be like, why are they even talking about this? What does that have to do with sports? Because I feel uncomfortable. And that's what you're going to see. I think anything bad that happens to him is going to be more like good. He can go away. I don't care. I told y'all I was right. That's what you're going to get from that. And then people are going to let it go. Yeah. Plus football is the most like throwaway sport as far as like once a dude is hurt or out of the camera for a second, nobody cares.
I feel like they want him to succeed by making the team so that they can make jokes. And have like the boss jokes.
I don't think you'll see it as much because he's actually gay. I think you'll see it less than Bosch because I think part of the thing with Bosch that people thought was funny is we're picking on a guy who's straight and making it seem like he's gay. And there's not very much pushback to that as opposed to there is a contingent of people that will be like, what you're doing with Michael Sam is wrong and you need to stop. It's not funny.
But I feel like they're going to make him so funny.